So get ready, everyone, because you are all about to go through hell together.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
We can't come to the phone right now because we're too gay.
We've just been having sex with each other all the time.
Loads of sex.
Gay, crazy sex.
Man on man. Loving every minute of it.
Balls and wieners all the way.
Bangkok.
My name is Lightning, and girls are icky.
Whoa. So this is Radio Land, huh? The infinite turtle, the waves through the ether fuzz roll on forever. Roar!
This radio station will remain on the air day and night.
Ryan Seacrest, bitten by a shark. How vicious was the attack?
Oh, my God, who cares?
And now...
Damn it!
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
Our feature presentation.
Remember when he got bit by a shark? That was awesome.
Sort of. Got bit.
He had like a scrape on his toe and...
He saw a fish. That's the real story.
He's not sure what he saw, but he's sure it was a shark.
Yeah, right. I'd be pretty sure.
Yeah.
If I got bit by a shark.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday, the 1st of Double December.
By the way, you call those cheap implants boobs? Those aren't boobs. They're lies.
Get a chance to see for ourselves today, I guess.
That's correct.
I don't know if anyone's done a count on the top 10 finalists on Real versus Fake.
Yeah, I don't think anyone cared.
Nope.
Right.
I don't think.
Mm-mm.
Perfect.
Right? I mean, as long as they're good. I don't think...
They got... Well, I do recall last year, Psycho Mike did some recon for us on that.
That's true, yeah. But that was at her request, because yeah, right. She wanted to prove.
That's a very salient point there, Bean. And,
It's a salient point, actually.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it had anything to do with it, but Cassidy was the only girl who let me feel her up. And I'm saying, you know, she did happen to win.
She ended up winning.
She did win. Interesting.
Take that message to the bank, contestants of 2008.
Mike.
If they're on their way in, all we know is there may be some relation between A and B. That's all you're suggesting.
And what happens if they all allow that? Then who wins?
Mike.
That's a good point.
That's true. By the way, Dewan, you hang on. We are going to get to you. And everyone else, for your phone calls for a new week and a new month, 1-800-520-1067. It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew coming up in about a minute.
Saw a bunch of movies over the weekend.
Did you?
Yes. I saw Slumdog Millionaire. Let me tell you something about that movie. That's a good movie.
Bean might have mentioned that was a good movie.
What? Might have been mocked.
I think.
He was talking about
that movie.
No. They've been mocked a great deal for even bringing it up and acknowledging its existence.
Well, I wish you would have told me about it, because that's a good movie right there.
That's what I heard.
I also saw Role Models and thought that was one of my top five movies of the year.
Hello, me too.
Really good.
Awesome.
Much
movie.
Funnier. Much funnier than you expected it to be, wasn't
it? Yeah, much funnier than it deserved to be, and much funnier than the commercial led you to believe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to buy that when it comes out on DVD. Good. It's a great movie.
I think that that Paul Rudd is so funny, too.
He is good.
Such a funny dude.
And I also saw, while I'm on the topic,
wow.
Milk.
Damn. And that's as amazing
jealous.
As everyone says it is?
That, it was. I don't know what everyone's saying, because my wife wanted to see that one, but it was really, really good.
Sean Penn just disappears into that role.
Yeah, he does. And I don't know how he does it, because you look at Tom Cruise and you go, he can't disappear into the characters anymore.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
But Sean Penn still does, and that was a fascinating story. And I got to tell you, I probably knew 25% of that story. Maybe, mm-hmm. tops. I mean, I didn't know most of the stuff that went on.
Neither did I. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I've heard a lot of discussion.
It's really
about
good. A couple of these are in smaller release, so you have to kind of go find them, but they're really good.
Good for you.
For folks
who
don't know, it's based on a true story of a San Francisco politician in the 1970s, and Sean Penn is, by all accounts, going to at least get nominated, maybe win another Oscar for this one.
He was amazing. He was really amazing. Bean, just lay on the floor, lights off, doors locked.
I don't have time to do that anymore. I got puppies. That's all I do is just puppies. Just full time. I haven't been to a movie in months. I can barely leave the house.
Wow.
I just am infested. There's got to be some sort of a spray that'll take care of it or something.
Who got the puppies?
Donna H. Baxter.
Okay.
Who's taking care
of the puppies?
Don't let him get away with that, because he knew before she came home that this is what was going to happen.
She was going to get three of them?
So stop.
No, I didn't know there were going to be three.
You told
I thought there were going to be
that.
Two. I thought there were going to be two. Mm-hmm. That was the agreement, was two. And then there ended up being three. And I'm telling
you. Yeah, that third one just put you over the top.
I bet it would.
It's exactly true. Three is like 12. I mean, it really is.
I think two's like 12.
I'm not trying to complain. They're great and stuff, but I'd love to leave the house sometime and go out in the air.
Yeah.
That's all.
Other than at 1 a.m. to watch a pee.
In the air.
Well, the dogs would like that, right? I mean, you'd get them outside.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we do. We take them to the park.
Backyard.
Yeah. Man, I'm doing everything I can to wear them out, man. I am just working. They're sled dogs. I'm just out there just whipping them and making them run, just trying to get them to poop out just occasionally, just once in a while. Just if you could sleep
literally
for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
yes.
Probably.
If you could just sleep for 10 minutes, I'd be so happy. But I may start calling you at home, Kevin, just to hear what it's like to go to the movies, just to hear what that's about.
Let me ask you.
Sounds like fun.
One follow-up question. What is Donna doing? Is she out at bars drinking? Why is she not helping with your little puppies?
She is. It's a two-person job.
Okay.
Right. It's full time. I may have to quit this job. I may not even be able to go on.
So you can take care of your puppies?
Yeah, I may not be available these hours.
Those of you that are not intimately familiar with Bean, he had three dogs and got three puppies along with the three dogs.
That's right.
And the pig and the donkey and the horse and the
There's nothing.
And
whatever. There's nothing. No problem there. I'd take care of a thousand cattle before I get another puppy at this point. I really would. You give me 1,000 cows and I'd be happy.
I figured out what I'm getting Bean for Christmas.
It's 1,000 cows.
Another puppy.
Although if I go to see Australia, I may not want that 1,000 cows. I hear they're a lot of work.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't gotten to that yet. But
any pet that you have 1,000 of, I'm sure is going to be a little overwhelming.
That's true.
All right. Let's take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
Can't believe, speaking of movies, how much I am looking forward to the new Keanu Reeves movie opening this month. It is a remake of one of the great science fiction classics of all time called The Day the Earth Stood Still, and you get to see it in a brand new AMC IMAX theater for getting on the air with us at 1-800-520-1067. How about that?
That looks like one of the kinds of movies that would be much better in IMAX.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Looks like it'd be worth the trip.
Yeah. All right. Let's say good morning to Dewan from Los Angeles. Good morning, Dewan.
What's up, Kevin and Bean and Lisa?
Hi,
what's
Dewan.
Happening, Dewan?
Good. Thank you. I have so much fun at my party on Friday.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Everybody was there.
Yeah? Was Kevin there?
Nope. Bean wasn't there.
How about Lisa?
Nope.
How about Ralph?
Nope.
Everybody who matters.
Everybody was there, I guess, yeah.
Psycho Mike was there.
Mike was the band.
Was there. Miss Clea was there. Nicole R.S. was there.
Wow.
How about that?
And others, including my closest friends.
And some of your closest
fantastic.
Friends.
That's
Psycho Mike did put a lot of work into that and kind of helped plan it and showed up, and a lot of his friends came. Was Omar a little scary?
Nope, he wasn't scary. He was cool.
Okay,
that's good.
And I just emailed Psycho Mike, like, to thank you to help me support my party.
Thank you, Dewan. I got your email, and I appreciate it.
Yes. And I just make my mind up since last night. My date with Jessica Straub.
What?
Anyone?
You mean you want to date her?
Temporary, just one time.
Just
and
once.
We can probably become friends.
Okay, all right.
Why do you only date her one time? Because that's how you roll, Dewan? You use a woman and then move on?
I don't know.
No. How was so you did your party at Barney's Beanery, right?
Yep.
And you watched the UCLA game?
UCLA lost. I felt bad.
They lost. They couldn't even do that for you?
The LA Lakers won, though.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Dewan. Well, listen, happy birthday, and next year's will be here before you know it, all right?
No problem
and
at all.
Michael planned next year's as well. Thanks for the call.
Was it great, Mike?
It was. We had so much fun, and like he said, there was a pretty good crew. Omar, Miss Cleo, Omar's fiance, and Nicole Alvarez, beer mug. It got pretty crazy. Band packs showed up.
Oh, no.
Wow. Yeah,
some more of my friends. It got pretty wild.
I hope Nicole Alvarez gave poor Dewan a little something-something for his birthday.
I hear Beer Mug did.
I will say one of the craziest things. Dewan kept commenting that his friend was going to show up, a female friend of his. He couldn't wait till she got here, couldn't wait. And it started to get kind of late, and we were worried that she wouldn't. And all of a sudden, and I'm not exactly, this is not hyperbole, a 9, possibly a 10, walks in and walks right up to Dwan. She's like, hi, Dwan. And it was his friend. And we were like, all right, Dwan.
Really?
Dude.
Super hot chick.
Wow. Well, he's got it going on. All right. Let's say good morning to David in Yucaipa. Good morning, David.
What a do, nephew. What a do.
What's going on?
So I was at Dwan's party that night. And let me tell you, he's just as charming in person as he is on the air.
Isn't he?
He is.
He's
awesome.
The best.
Yeah.
He's...
And I swear, when we rolled up there, he had everybody around him. Everyone just wanted to be around Dwan. He is so cool.
We all like him more than we like each other here.
Oh,
really.
Yeah.
No question.
We would
about
never
that.
Show up at each other's parties.
No, God, no.
And you know what? You know, all the members of the K-Rock crew that were there, they were really cool to him. And I got to give props to Mike for putting it together. It was really awesome. Heck, Dwan was so charming that one time he was charming my fiancé away
yeah.
from me.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good times for him.
Do you know where your fiance is right now?
You know what? I do not know. I think I better get in my car and find out.
I do.
She's at Dwan's house. You better head on down to Culver City.
Yeah, I'm on my way there now.
All right, Dave. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Casey in Lakewood. Good morning, Casey. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What it do, Kevin and Bean? What it do, Lisa May?
What it do, Casey?
What's going on?
Hey, I just had a question for you guys. I always hear it every morning, but where did the Bad Boy B.I.G. intro come from?
Well, it was a long, long time ago, back when Puff Daddy, at the time, as he was known, was a big star, and he had a network special. And that was part of his pre-show ritual that he and the members of his band would do backstage before they went out. And it was kind of a tribute to his friend, the Notorious B.I.G., who had recently been murdered.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it represents good times.
All right.
Yeah, that's them getting ready for a show. So that's why it's played at the beginning of our show, because that's kind of the same thing. And we're kind of like Puffy Diddy. Albert in Chino Hills. Good morning.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Albert?
What's going on?
I think I'm going to start listening to you guys from now on.
Okay, because?
I saw this movie this weekend, the worst movie ever, Beer for My Horses.
Beer for My Horses.
Well, how did that happen?
I was flipping to the channels and having to come on. I heard you guys talking about it. I couldn't believe you guys, but you were right.
That's the movie that that Ralph reviewed, because he's not a huge fan of country music and country musicians.
Mm-hmm.
I see why.
And it was a TV movie, and it involved this scene.
Dang, Lonnie.
God.
What? You got a sour stomach?
I didn't do that. Junior did.
You know what? I've noticed something about Junior. Whenever he farts, something big's about to happen.
Yes. That's
the kind of... That was the best part.
That was the best part? Wow.
The farting dog is a better actor than Toby Keith, who started the movie, that's for sure.
Thanks for the call. We don't have time for any more, do we?
I don't think so. We have a very big show today.
We do. Let's talk about this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday, the 1st of Double December. Like I mentioned, we have some Miss Double December contestants coming into the studio today.
Nice melons.
We do.
All week long. It's still open for voting at krock.com, but all week long we're going to have them come in. We're going to interview them. They're going to show us their skill, whatever it may be, their talent. And then you'll get to continue voting throughout the week. So that's going to happen three times today.
Okay.
Beautiful. Nicolette is coming down. We're going to meet Crystal today and Stacy. If you want to play along at krock.com, the Kevin and Bean home game, you can see the girls that we're going to be talking to. Of course, I think we'll take some more pictures maybe today when they come in. Maybe we can videotape their talents too,
yes,
by the way.
Good idea.
That's a good idea.
I think that would be great. People get a chance to see that on the website throughout the week.
There was a 90-minute special on Britney Spears last night. How was that, Bean?
On MTV, right.
You guys didn't watch any of it?
No.
No, because you did.
You did.
It was pretty fascinating, to tell you the truth. Mm. I mean, it was a little one note in that the whole special was about how her life was a mess, she's turning it around, and it's hard to be Britney Spears because of the paparazzi. I mean, those were the basic themes of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty good access to her for 60 full days. You got to see a lot of what her life is like, and I would not want it. I'll tell you that.
No, but she – did you get the idea that – I'll ask you later.
I'll sit there and I'll look back and I'm like, I'm a smart person. Like, what the hell was I thinking?
That's the question, I guess.
Harvey Levin on the program today talking about the celebs. Mm-hmm. We are going to take your Thanksgiving horror stories coming up just after 6 o'clock. Because Thanksgiving is one of those holidays where you expect super great family stuff and it just goes south, really south sometimes. And Bean has maybe the most amazing Thanksgiving story ever.
Yes.
Omar probably has the second best, but we're going to look for yours.
The saddest, if that's what you mean.
If your Thanksgiving went horribly awry, we're going to be looking for your stories just after 6 a.m. this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. And keep listening for a song to listen for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. We start giving away tickets for that, and you can find out the song and the hour online at krock.com. So we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. In about 10 minutes here, we're going to take your calls on your Thanksgiving horror stories. Being careful not to say horror, because that's very different.
Yeah. I had a Thanksgiving horror story, but that's a whole other thing.
If things went south for you over Thanksgiving, we'll take your calls at 1-800-520-1067.
I got a question before we catch up on the Showbiz Beat from the long holiday weekend, Ralph. How many now have not responded to the Evite when the party is this Friday?
58.
It wasn't it 60 as of last week?
Yes.
I'm now fascinated with this count, this head count.
58 people. Yeah. Still aren't sure whether Saturday is going to work out for them or not, I guess.
Oh, it's Saturday. Okay, so the party's less than a week away, and a third of your people still haven't responded. Well,
there will be a reckoning. There will be a reckoning.
Send them an email. Tell them the invitation has been closed.
There will be a reckoning.
No, don't tell them that. Wait till they get to his house and then tell him that.
I think that'd be funny. Someone in the front with
don't you think there's not going to be a guy with a clipboard and a velvet rope? Because you might try to get in without RSVPing. Yeah. Just try it. I beg of you.
It's just possible, however small the chances are, that you're missing out on the spirit of the season.
No, it's F the spirit of the season now. Now it's personal. Okay. This time, it's personal.
Do some people get the Evite a month out and then wait until their car is already running in the driveway to run back in and hit yes before they come over to your house? I mean, is that how they do it?
Bean? You're asking me to look inside the eye of madness. Yeah, I have no idea how their brains work. I cannot begin to comprehend the evil that lives inside these people. No one could.
And you thought they were your friends.
You need a team of psychologists working around the clock to try to figure out what's wrong with these people. But there will be a reckoning.
A reckoning. Okay. Saturday night. The reckoning.
A reckoning is a coming. That's all.
They make this a pay-per-view. They're starting to sound exciting now.
Steel cage on the front lawn.
Ralph, me and all right. People. Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Let's take a look at the weekend's hot movies, shall we? Four Christmases.
Oh, I saw that too.
Wow. How was it?
Did you do anything but go to the movies?
Saw four movies.
Nuts. You get kicked out of the house, Kevin?
No, I've just been
so far behind. You locked yourself out of the house.
No, I did not. Thank you, though. No.
Oh, all right.
And?
He's funny. He's always funny. Yep. It was, you know.
Mediocre is the word that most people use.
Pretty good.
It's your holiday comedy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's funny. He's always better than the project, so it's fine.
I have not gotten around to see that yet. My wife really wants to go, so I'm waiting for her to get home before we go. But I'm telling you, that scene where the baby throws up and he starts to gag makes me laugh out loud every time I see that commercial.
I'm going to throw up. I can't look at it.
Kills me. $31.7 million it made this weekend, making it number one. Then Bolt came in at number two. Did better this week than it did last week.
I don't know that I've ever heard of that.
I'm guessing because all the kids were around. And
animated with the dog.
No, I mean, I've heard of the movie. I don't know I've ever
heard. It's rarely a movie increases in box office.
Yeah, second weekend bigger than first.
After it comes out. But $26.6 million this weekend. Twilight came in at number three, dropping to $26.4 million. Quantum of Solace was number four. Then Australia, in its debut, made $14.8 million. Good enough to make it number five. Madagascar 2 was six. Then Transporter 3, Role Models, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, and Milk. Rounding out your top 10 box office this weekend. Couples splitting up in showbiz news. Marg Helgenberger of CSI and her actor husband, Alan Rosenberg, the president of the Screen Actors Guild, apparently are splitting up, according to the National Enquirer. The reason is, although they remain very close and they love their son together, Marg, was approaching her 50th birthday and decided she wanted to make some changes. Should I get some new furniture? Should I redecorate? No. I'm going to get a new husband. And Alan, of course, was very busy screwing up SAG, so they didn't have a lot of time to work on their relationship.
Giving you a crappy contract to vote on.
Yeah, right. So we got that going for her. Angelina Jolie says she's not pregnant, despite Brad Pitt telling Oprah Winfrey last week that they probably will have more children. There have been rumors that Angelina is already pregnant again, spurred on by the fact that she was doing a PR session for her latest movie in London, England, and wouldn't drink at any of the parties. So people were speculating perhaps she was pregnant again, but she's saying she's not.
Wonder if there's any number that's too many for them.
For children?
Yes.
No, it's like being in puppies. Just bring them on. Just as many as you can get. Just keep buying them.
At some point, you have to say no, I would imagine.
Even they, with their voluminous wealth, would have to run out of room eventually, right?
Yeah.
It would just, it would look like an orphanage.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to suggest we're at forced sterilization, but somebody needs to kidnap her and just tie her tubes.
You hate to suggest that, huh?
I do. I hate to. I mean, I feel bad.
Sure did,
I hope,
though.
I hope
sure
that it would not come to that, but she has to be stopped.
Yeah.
All right. Here's great news. Travis Barker and DJ AM are going to reunite for a performance for the first time since the horrible plane crash
that
burned both artists. They are going to be doing a New Year's Eve party at the
Lot. But it's going to be local.
In a lot in West Hollywood, California, yes. I don't think either of them will be getting in a plane anytime soon.
They're not going to do five cities in a day, I'll tell you that.
Can't imagine.
The performance will be streamed on the internet, so you'll be able to check it out. But Travis and DJ AM together again for the first time, so good stuff.
That's cool.
And here's an interesting story. You know Rick Rubin, the legendary music producer?
Sure.
Has worked with everybody from the Red Hot Chili Peppers to Neil Diamond, considered pretty much the touch of gold. If you got him producing your album, odds are you're going to either reinvent your career or continue on with monster success. U2 had Rick Rubin do their latest album, and the band has decided to trash it.
Really?
They're scrapping all the songs they worked on with Rick Rubin.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Wow, that's weird, because all the other bands work with him think he's a genius. They love his input.
The Edge says they love him, too, but when it was all said and done, the music that they produced together just didn't fit in with what he thought the band's sound was. No one in the band was happy with how it turned out.
Wow.
So they're scrapping the whole project.
That's a lot of work and time and effort and money. And
you know, people are going to be dying to hear that music years from now.
It's
one of those lost classic kind of things. So instead, they're going back in the studio with Brian Eno and Daniel Lanois, who have produced some of the group's best work, and they're going to be producing the new album.
Rick Rubin oftentimes likes to strip an artist down, and maybe they just didn't feel comfortable getting rid of that edge guitar sound and some of the other things that, like you mentioned, make them sound like you too.
Or working naked.
Yeah, either
he
way.
He wants to strip you down. I mean, sometimes those studios can get drafty.
Not comfortable with
and,
that.
And, you know, there's shrinkage if it's cold in there. Sure. They have to keep it cool because of all the equipment, so who wants to work like that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The album has a working title of No Line on the Horizon and should be out in February of 2009. So you got that to look forward to.
I would like to hear what it was that they didn't like.
I would too. I'll always be curious to know what the Rick Rubin U2 album sounded
like. King of Mexico
already has it. Yeah, I'm sure he'll download it.
Of course. He was there.
And you guys know I love the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Okay.
Did you check it out? Inexplicably.
Did you check it out?
No.
Oh, come on. How could you miss it?
Is it a parade?
Yes.
Then I'm out.
Well, then you missed the greatest Rick Roll ever.
The greatest what?
Rick Roll. You know how you get Rick Rolled on the internet? You click on a link and it says, ooh, hot chicks feeling up her boobs. Here, click on this link. And then you click on it and it's Rick Astley singing Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh, yes.
All right, what they do?
It's called Rick Rolling. That's what happens.
You got Rick Rolled. The parade was going on, and there was a float for a show from the Cartoon Network. If you have kids, you've probably seen Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. And they were singing a song from the show, Best Friend, and the float was going down the street. And the minute they got into the cameras, suddenly that song stopped. And the real Rick Astley stepped out in front of the camera and started singing Never Gonna Give You Up.
How about that?
Awesome.
They Rick Rolled a live event with the real Rick Astley live.
That's how they roll.
That was sweet.
Was it worth watching the parade for?
That and the big balloons, the big character balloons.
Oh,
it just makes it just a holiday classic.
Yay.
That's all it is. Yeah. And then I went. Then I watched the Philadelphia Eagles later on that evening.
Did they play?
They played the Arizona Cardinals.
I remember if they played the Cardinals.
Yeah. And I can't believe we didn't have any money on that game. We bet on everything around here. Arizona. I'm from Philadelphia. Didn't wager on that game.
I remember correctly, you had turned your back on your team pretty much for the season.
I'm miserable, but I still would have. You know me, I can't resist a bet. And it would have been so sweet if they won.
It was not even close.
That's why that team just is more frustrating than any other in the NFL.
Right, be good or bad, but make up your mind.
Right, if you're going to suck, then just suck so I can write you off. But don't be good from time to time to get my hopes up.
This is on 5 o'clock on Thanksgiving afternoon on the NFL Network.
Yeah, and it was a great game.
Can we also, by the way, again plead with the NFL to stop putting the Lions on Thanksgiving? It's not even entertaining to watch them anymore. They lost by what, 40 or something?
Yeah, I didn't even watch that game.
It
was crazy. It's like, I know that's the tradition and all, but give us a better team. Don't put them on when people are home and have time to watch football.
And Dallas played, and what is it that we always say about Dallas?
F Dallas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gay.
Oh, yeah, way gay.
What was their halftime entertainment, Mike? Did you watch it?
I didn't, oh, but I got
I saw it.
Angry text message from Bean. Holy moly.
Jonas Brothers.
Jonas Brothers. It was horrible.
There you go.
They were singing live, too, by the way. They should have been lip-syncing is what they should have been doing.
No, what should have happened is Rick Astley should have stepped out in front of the camera and started singing Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome if they Rick-rolled the halftime show.
Anything would have been better than that.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Director, actor, pedophile Woody Allen is 73 years old today. Drummer John Densmore of the legendary band The Doors, L.A. classic rock and roll band, 64 years old today. One of Kevin's favorite actresses and singers, Bette Midler, celebrates her 63rd birthday. Actor Treat Williams is 57. Brad Delson of Linkin Park turns 31. And our pal, or pal, Sarah Silverman is 38 years old today. Happy birthday, Sarah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
It is the Monday after the Thanksgiving holiday. We're taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. Not because we're happy that you had a bad Thanksgiving. Not because we enjoy hearing your stories of terror. But because the listeners do. We're doing it for them because they find it very funny how bad your Thanksgiving holiday was.
Well, here's the problem with holidays is that you have high expectations and you often spend it with your family who you don't get along with.
Right.
So you add high expectations to it going really, really poorly, and that's comedy. And regardless of what Bean says, it's funny to hear this crap. Just be glad it's not us.
Thanksgiving this year, by the way, we were over at my mother-in-law's house with about, I don't know, about a dozen people or so. And as dinner was being served, my yum-yum vomited all over the carpet in the dining room.
Oh,
vomited all over the carpet. I mean,
is
just
that one of your dogs?
Projectile. Yes.
Okay.
Little yum-yum. Yeah. So that's what I was doing as people were starting to carve the turkey.
Good
as I was
times.
On my hands and knees with paper towels. And speaking of vomiting, Carly writes in. I could not get her up early enough to come on and tell us the story herself, but here's the email she sent us over the weekend. Hey, Kevin and Bean, I was wondering what time you guys are doing the Thanksgiving horror stories. I've got a great one. I had 10 family members, all of whom came down with a bad stomach virus on the holiday, complete with vomiting and diarrhea.
Oh, too much information.
One of the people was my boyfriend. This was his first Thanksgiving with my family. Thought you'd love it.
Good times.
Wow.
Omar has told this story through the years because it is one of the greats.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 if things went poorly for you. Omar, tell us about your mom and why she hates you.
Yeah, this happened a couple years ago. You know, for 5 years in a row, I've always spent Thanksgiving with the fiance's family, right? Mm-hmm. My mom's not huge into Thanksgiving whatsoever. She always works. So this one Thanksgiving, I was like, Mom, you know what? Even though you're working afterwards, I'll take you out to dinner. And she likes Chinese. So I was like, we'll take you out to a nice Chinese restaurant. She's like, okay, I get off. I work at 4. Meet me at home at 5.
Okay.
I'm there. I'm waiting. It's 5. No, Mom. 5:15, 5:30. You know, I'm getting kind of worried now, right?
Sure.
So, you know, I call her on the cell phone and she picks up. And as soon as she picks up, you know, it's not like, you know, she hears me right away. She kind of has trouble hearing me. She's like, hello, hello. There's people in the background being all loud. I'm like, hello? I'm like, Mom? And she's like, yeah, you know. It sounds like she's at the club, you know. And then I'm like, hey, where you at? You know, I'm here. And she's like, oh.
Where was she?
And like, she's at her friend Lydia's house, you know. She's like, totally forgot. She's at a Thanksgiving party, right? So I'm like, hey, we're supposed to go have dinner. And she's like, oh, well, it'd be kind of rude to leave now. I just got here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
So she stood you up.
She stood me up.
Did she invite you over?
No.
Excellent.
She was just like, well, you know, I'm already here. And I'm like, okay.
Wow.
So I ended up going to Jack in the Box, getting me a Jumbo Jack meal, and I rented, like, Undercover Brother at Blockbuster and went home and watched that.
Come on. That's the best.
That was my Thanksgiving dinner.
Come on. Your mom rules.
Starred for life.
I hope she got laid that night.
And on top of it, your fiancé was probably ticked off that you were coming over to her house for the first time, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's lose-lose. We're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. If expectations were not met, if it involved vomiting or fighting or fire, what else could possibly go wrong? There's lots of good
stabbings,
things that can happen.
Stabbings.
Sure. Stabbing would be great. That happens every year.
Police happen a lot. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Sherry in Canoga Park. Good morning, Sherry.
Hey, I'm out of Washington, and I'm a married woman of 6 years, and just 2 years ago I separated.
Mm-hmm.
Called myself, came to California, tried to reunite with my family I have out here, and that's not something that I thought was going to turn out the way it is, but my older and younger brothers are addicts who Instead of giving me a place to stay for the last 2 years, not made it really easy for me to transition from the car into the house. And my mother's with my sisters. And
okay, Sherry, we don't have time for all the backstory, as tragic as it sounds. Can you just get to Thanksgiving? Did something happen on the holiday?
Thanksgiving, because I was married to a black man. I called myself dating a Mexican man since April. He's 21.
Jerry.
And I think I'm a pretty black girl.
Okay.
You tell a mean story.
What happened at Thanksgiving?
Well, I call Mexicans are controlling, and
I wonder why he divorced you. I can't figure it out.
No, my husband is black.
All right, listen.
And I'm dating a 21-year-old.
Okay.
Why are you telling us any of this?
But at Thanksgiving.
Well, he's the only one I spent Thanksgiving with.
Okay. And then what happened?
After basically doing jumping jacks for the guy, I just didn't get laid and pretty much killed my old Thanksgiving dream.
All right.
That does sound bad. Okay. Wow.
All right.
That's the worst Thanksgiving ever. We didn't get laid because everybody knew it. That's what the holiday's all about. Sherry's awesome. I must date her. She's endlessly fascinating.
Wow. If you could top that, I doubt it. But give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your story.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, we're taking your horror stories right now on the phone. Lisa, did you happen to see Foo Fighters as guest judges on Top Chef on Wednesday night?
No, I missed that. I heard about it, but I missed it.
Yeah.
They sure thought that turkey tasted good, I'll tell you that. All right, where do you want to go? Why don't we start with, let's start with our friend Kiki in Diamond Bar on line one. How about that? This is a little bit of a tragedy mixed up with your turkey. Hey, Kiki, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, good morning. On Wednesday night at like 10:30, the night before Thanksgiving, me and my mom came home from like downtown from buying stuff. And when we got home, we found that our house got robbed.
Oh, good.
And two computers, like two new laptops we got a month ago, were taken, along with my mom's wedding ring and all her jewelry.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Good times.
Oh, that's so sad.
So how long till naked pictures of you show up on the internet now that your laptop has been stolen? That's what always happens to the celebrities.
That's true. Are there any photos on there?
I'm not sure. I think my brother might have some pictures with his girlfriend.
All right. Oh, there you go. Do we have any shirts still at Hertz for our callers today? Maybe give them a little something to make up for the horrible weekend they had?
Really? You think giving them a shirt that somebody else gave us because we don't have money to print shirts is going to make up for a bad Thanksgiving?
It's all we got, dude. We got nothing else to offer.
It'll help.
All right. Hang on. I'm looking for the list. We'll find something and give it to you, okay? Hold on. That's a great story. I love that. Stolen the night before. Let's go to Todd in Riverside. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
What happened to you, dude? Thanksgiving horror stories.
Brother-in-law brought over a slideshow, show pictures, gave it to my wife to put in the computer. My mother-in-law, three of her brothers, and two sisters are standing behind looking at the computer screen.
Right.
The disc pops up, my wife, as well as this unknown JPEG above it.
Mm-hmm.
My wife clicks that. Yeah, my wife clicks that. And it's a home photo shoot of my wife and I. We're both naked. I'm down at the Y. And my mother-in-law, I thought she was going to pass out right there, as well as my sister. It was the most embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's not really
what you want your family to see, I'm guessing.
No. It was just, I'd be surprised if anybody can top that. Yeah. We're never going to live that one down.
All right. For you, we got a Raiders football t-shirt. Congratulations.
Outstanding.
Try putting it on the next time you're taking pictures.
I guess from Riverside, I'm thinking, you know, Raiders.
Sure.
For God's sakes. All right, let's go to Brennan, who is calling. Oops, that's Cindy. Sorry. Brennan is calling from Anaheim. Good morning, Brennan. Hello, Brennan. Not there.
Looks like we lost Brennan.
I'm not sure. I believe Jesse. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Kimmy and Bean, Lisa.
Good morning.
All right, I believe it.
Well, my Thanksgiving horror is not quite like anyone else's, but I walked in my buddy's house, and he was getting it on with the turkey.
Nope. That did not happen. Jesse, very entertaining story. Thank you for creating it, but it did not, in fact, happen in reality.
I'll send you the pictures on your website.
You took pictures. You had time to take pictures.
Wait. Hold it right there. I got to go get my camera.
What can I say? You know, you get a little alcohol involved and, you know, it's a good laugh.
That's true. I guess if you get alcohol involved, it's possible.
I wish it were true. It'd be a great story if it had happened, but the fact is that it did not. But thank you anyway. No t-shirt for you.
He doesn't get anything.
He gets nothing. He's for lying. Calling and lying. You don't lie to good people. Let's try David in L.A. He's on line 4 this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show talking about your Thanksgiving horror stories. By the way, the lovely Nicolette, the first of our Miss Double December top 10 finalists, is going to be joining us in studio in about 10 minutes. I think she's going to be dancing. I think that's part of her talent, Kevin. So
we're going to take a call first from David, and then Bean's going to tell us the best Thanksgiving story ever.
Yes.
You wouldn't even believe it.
All right.
David, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
We're talking about Thanksgiving's gone wrong.
You know what? My Thanksgiving was kind of bad. Everyone, my aunt, uncle, grandma, and everyone was cooking the food. So I decided to go to my garage and medicate, use some pot, right?
Sure.
For my back. Boom. Everyone comes to the garage and opens the door and sees me doing it. And I've been keeping it under wraps for 3 years.
Wait a minute. Why did they all show up at the garage all at once?
Because they said they were looking for me. They thought I disappeared or something. I guess I was gone for like a while.
He's sitting in there smoking out for like an hour or two.
You know what? I didn't even get to enjoy the food because everyone was staring at me weird the whole time. So
Oh, man. That's the way to enjoy Thanksgiving.
And the stuffing was so bad, too. I mean, it wasn't even cooked right, so.
Good times.
So is your family the type of family that is not going to be pleased with finding out that you're smoking pot? Is that the point here?
Yeah, pretty much. But I don't think it was a big deal if it's for my back problem. I mean,
sure, yes, it's medical.
For your back problem. You are a doctor. Yeah.
We're with you. It's medical. I get that.
I'm sorry, by the way, that we already gave out the Raider shirt. Clearly, you would have enjoyed it more.
We could give him a Raider rod, fun, free, and really addictive. Got the T-shirt him on that. Don't ask any follow-up questions. All right, Bean.
Yes,
your brother.
I'm telling you, it's a true story, although it sounds like something that would be made up. And I know we've told it on the air before, but it has become a little bit of an annual tradition. And this was a Thanksgiving many, many years ago at my parents' house in the Washington, D.C. area. And it was really a Thanksgiving like every normal Thanksgiving where everybody shows up and sits down and enjoys the dinner and watches some TV and hangs out and has dessert and catches up. And 3 or 4 hours go by. And then my little brother stands up and announces to the family, well, I guess I'd better be going. I left my girlfriend in the car, and we're going to another Thanksgiving now. Now, he had shown up and had been at my parents' house for 3 to 4 hours with his girlfriend waiting in the car because my brother had a very strict policy and still does to this day that no woman he dates will ever meet his parents because he just doesn't want to deal with the questions. So he just left her in the car.
So she sat there.
She waited for him.
That's my favorite part, is that she didn't get fed up or whatever after 2 hours of sitting in the car and go home or walk or something, you know, call somebody.
Call a cab, go
she
knock
sat there
on
and
your door.
Waited for him for 4 hours, and then he came back out and got in the car and
unbelievable.
Went.
And then they went away. Yeah. And they ended up dating. I mean, this is not like the girl learned that about him and that was it. I mean, they ended up dating on and off for many, many years. And I mean, it was a long term, serious relationship. It was fairly new at that point, but it's not like that. That was the deal breaker. I mean, Lisa, can you imagine you're sitting in the car while your boyfriend is up having dinner with his family?
Oh,
you're just
my
sitting
God.
There on Thanksgiving. By the way, late November, Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Cold, too, by the way, on top of it all.
And not, you know, not even, I don't think I would even settle for like 5 minutes. You go, wait a minute, what, you're not going to take me in, then I'm going to wait here at home or go someplace else?
Absolutely. It would never happen in a million years. Something was deeply wrong with that woman.
Bean, for you, we've got the Disney's Country Bears t-shirt. So congratulations.
Hey,
for
I donated
that
one. That's not fair to give it back.
Bad.
It is the most wonderful time of the year. Who's with me, ladies and gentlemen?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know why? Time to find a new Miss Double December.
Yep.
We named a top 10 on Wednesday. You can vote now.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Nice.
That was a better song before we had to edit it.
Yeah.
It sure was. Back in the good old days when we could play it that way. Ladies and gentlemen, the first of our 10 finalists that we'll be meeting this week on the Kevin and Bean Show has joined us in studio. Please welcome 23-year-old Nicolette from Covina, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi, Nicolette. How are you, my dear?
Wonderful. At 6 o'clock in the morning.
You're not really a nanny. Your kids live with you?
They don't live with me, but I'm really, really good with kids. So, yeah, I'm a nanny.
I have kids.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's true. They can use some help around the house. Nicolette, let's learn a little bit about you. This is one of our favorite things that we do each year because we get a chance to meet the girls behind the pretty pictures that are up at KROQ.com where people are already voting. First of all, why did you apply? Whose idea was it for you to apply to be Miss Double December 2009?
Actually, I could thank my twin sister.
Your twin sister?
She had a friend that entered it. It's, mm-hmm. She's actually Danielle.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Yeah,
no
and she kidding. Worked with Danielle. And so she's like, you should totally enter it. And I was like, okay.
Wow. She's your twin sister. How come she didn't?
Maybe she did.
She's not
how do you know?
She's not what?
She doesn't like doing that. And okay. I do. I'm just like more outgoing, I guess you could say.
I gotcha. Okay. So that's not her type of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotcha. But if you were to fall sick or something, then she could step in. I'm just saying. And, you know,
well,
take over for you.
Yeah, brunette.
That's all
one
right.
of me.
I guess that'd
that's
be all right.
The only difference. Yeah.
Why do you want to be Miss Double December?
Because I guess I just put these things to work, I guess.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You pay for it, you might as well use them, right?
Exactly.
Now, your talent is you can touch your foot to your face and you can put your fist in your mouth. We're going to have you do that in a second.
Yeah.
But some of the other questions, if you had a superpower, what would it be? And you said to be invisible. Because mm-hmm. then you could play with people in what ways exactly?
Good and bad ways.
All right. All right.
That's all I'm going
to
say.
This is the song you said you would like to strip to.
Never known a girl like you before.
Do you have any kind of stripping experience at all, Nicolette?
No comment.
Okay. I'd say that's a yes. What would the title of your autobiography be? Blonde with a Big Mouth. Because I'm blunt and I stand up for what I believe in. And sometimes I think before I speak. Hey, that's welcome honest. To my world.
Yeah.
Except for I don't look like you. What celebrity would you want to be stranded on an island with?
Okay, I heard you guys made fun of me on the radio.
This is a unique choice.
Okay.
I mean, if you were to pick one person to spend your, you know, if you're on a deserted island with one person.
He doesn't strike me as a party.
Not a party, but I guess he could lead me off the island. That's what I was thinking.
Because he's smart?
Yeah, and
tell people what your answer was. Say what it was.
Well, let me change my answer.
No, wait. First, tell people what your answer is, and then you can change.
My answer was Machiavelli.
Machiavelli.
Oh, right.
Okay, because I was reading the book and I really liked it, and I thought he had great ideas on leadership, even though it's kind of crazy.
So you think he's smart enough to get you off the island, and that's why you would pick him? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think he would defeat you on the island. I don't know if he'd get you off. MacGyver would get you off the island.
I don't think anybody would try to kill me because I really don't have any, you know, meat on me. So,
but if you're the only thing there?
Well, gosh, you know. It's like killing a chicken. What? It's going to, like...
Yeah, it'll feed you for one half
dinner,
of a meal.
Yeah. Why would you kill that?
Because you could live for 6 hours later.
But, 6 hours later, I guess.
But in retrospect, Nicolette, Machiavelli or, I don't know, Hugh Jackman. I mean, really, which one sounds like more fun if you're stranded on a deserted island?
The heterosexual.
Well, I'm sorry it's Machiavelli. Sorry.
Okay.
Like, I don't care.
That's all right. You can stick with that.
Yeah, you're allowed.
Now, you said, can I change it? Did you have something else in mind or did you
Hulk
just...
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. Okay.
But I have to... tell you why.
Okay.
Because he has a lot of muscle.
Yes.
And so
you would
then
kill
I
him.
Could kill him if I had to resort to cannibalism.
Wow.
Yeah, and he has a lot of meat.
That's thinking ahead.
That's what she said.
Well, if you're just going with that, why not go for the world's fattest man? That guy in Mexico weighs like 800 pounds. I mean, that's a guy you can live on for the rest of your life.
No, you can't eat fat.
Well, you can't
eat
just,
fat. Oh, you got to eat muscle.
It's just not that great.
You need meat.
Yeah.
I got you. You know, our little cannibalistic friend Nicolette here has given this a lot of thought.
Yeah, I don't think we came up with a question. I don't think we were thinking of cannibalism, but okay.
Not really.
You know, if that's the way you want to go. All right, your talent is touching your foot to your face and putting your fist in your mouth. Now, do you do those two things at the same time?
Yeah, I figured out that I could.
You could do them at the same time. Okay.
Yeah.
Touch your face or put it behind your head?
No, just touch my face.
Okay.
If
one leg or both?
Well,
I'm going to do it standing up, so one.
Oh, standing up?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm not going to do it sitting down.
Okay, all right.
You must be pretty flexible, Nicolette, and I like the implications of that.
All right. We're ready. I think we're ready for your talent. So you're going to stand up, you're going to touch your foot to your face, and you're going to put your fist in your mouth.
Yeah.
I read it in a movie that looked just like this weekend.
Lightning is in the room. He is videotaping this to put up at KROQ.com later. And, of course, you can vote for Nicolette at KROQ.com or any of the other finalists.
Yeah, you can take those off. She's taking off her headphones, B, just so you know.
Okay.
All right.
Wow, she's pretty.
She's putting her fist in her mouth first.
She certainly is.
Oh, she's touched her forehead with her foot.
That's unbelievable.
Wow. Have you won money in bars like that?
No, I'll bet actually, you I just recently discovered I could do that.
What led you to just now discovering that? Like, when did you go, I wonder if I could touch my face with my foot?
Well, because I didn't really think of any talents. So I was like, well, I'm just going to put that.
Oh, so you made it up for this?
Pretty much.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that was a worthy reason to do
it. Well done.
Nicely done. All right. All week long, you're going to meet people. This is Nicolette 23 Covina, and you can vote at KROQ.com if you would like to for her to be Miss Double December 2009.
Is there a Team Nicolette that's on the website right now just voting, voting, voting?
Yeah,
you have some people
sisters.
In your corner?
Your sisters?
Sisters?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many sisters do you have?
Two
sisters.
Yeah.
All
right. we're set for Miss Double D for the next 3 years.
Thank you, Nicolette. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for inviting
it was
me.
Nice.
Ralph Garman is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat for a Monday morning on KROQ. What's going on, Ralph?
Hey, you know what has to happen?
What?
I need to get an email or a phone call from somebody at the Edwards Air Force Base before they land another space shuttle.
Holy moly.
That's what that was?
Yeah.
You and your sonic boom, mother effers.
That's what that was.
Yeah, that
scared
took a lot of people up.
Crap out of me.
So you want them to email you personally?
Everyone. We should all get an email.
We should have a phone alert or something.
There'd be some email blast or Paul Morris should come on my TV and say, big boom, you bet.
I was surrounded by horses, and they went bonkers. It was really like
Did
not
their
a
eyes
good situation.
Go bonkers?
Their eyes went bonkers.
They went like
it was
bonkers.
Not a good situation.
I was, that's a whole nother story. But by the way, when you look at somebody doing something, like painting cabinetry, and you go, how hard can that be?
Anyone can do that.
The answer is it's very hard.
Yeah, don't do it.
Hire a professional. Mm-hmm. I was underneath some cabinets painting, and blah, 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 blah. I said, it's an earthquake, and I'm going to die now.
Yeah, or an explosion. You don't know when a noise like that happens. Yeah.
I have never. I must have been through other sonic booms, but I don't recall that sensation.
That was awful. That was a space shuttle.
The space shuttle was landing at Edwards because they couldn't do it in Florida. The weather was bad.
Got it.
So the space shuttle was landing at Edwards Air Force Base, and that sonic boom about 1:30 yesterday just scared me to death.
How about that?
I know that you guys will. Yell at me for suggesting that it was on the TV quite a bit. I mean, they did talk about that it was landing.
Up.
I mean,
shut up.
I mean, I couldn't hear it, but I knew it was landing.
Of course you did, because all you do is watch TV and sit on the internet watching news.
Some of us for the long holiday weekend have lives and are doing things and aren't sitting watching every news program.
Exactly. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying
there was some. It wasn't a stealth.
Did they say be careful? There's going to be a big sonic boom. It'll probably scare you. Did they mention that, or did they just say it's landing at Edwards Air Force Base?
I think they mostly just said it's landing because most people who have been alive know that they make noise when they land.
Wow.
But I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I don't happen to live near a launch pad, Buck Rogers. I don't know what you got going on up there on the island, but there aren't a lot of space shuttles taking off and landing in my neighborhood.
He's just saying, if you watch the news 24/7, you might have gotten
you'd have caught it. That's
momentary heads up.
Oh, I want to hit him with a baseball bat.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
Ralph, I think I'm coming to your party Saturday night. I think I've decided.
Excellent.
You'll never get past the bouncer. Trust me. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? Four Christmases did very well for itself in its debut, $31.7 million. That was just for the regular weekend. If you count in Thanksgiving, it made almost 50.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, Bolt was second with $26.6 mil. Then Twilight, Quantum of Solace, Australia, Madagascar 2, Transporter 3, Role Models, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, and Milk, rounding out your top 10 at the box office. I went to see Milk thinking it was, about a tall glass of frosty, delicious dairy goodness.
Because what would make a better movie than that?
Right. I thought, maybe some cookies, would be coming along with it. No, a bunch of gay dudes.
Yeah, guys kissing.
That's false advertising.
It really was.
Sean Penn making out with just a bunch of dudes.
Speaking of movies, I don't know if you guys ever read Empire Magazine. It is the British
movie magazine, sort of like, what can I compare? Remember Premiere magazine here in the States?
Yeah.
It's like the British Premiere magazine. They've got a great list on their website if you go to empireonline.com.
Can you get that at home, the Empire?
I read it already. I've got a Google alert anytime Empire publishes a new list.
100 greatest movie characters of all time. And they list them from 1 to 100 and tell you why they're the greatest movie characters of all time.
Greatest movie characters of all time.
Wow. It is a great list and makes for fascinating reading. And I was this morning I was just pouring over it. Could not get enough of it. But let me give you the top 10, see if you agree or not. 10, Don Vito Corleone from The Godfather.
He's 10?
He's the 10th.
Wow.
Of the top 10 greatest movie characters of all time. I think he belongs there. Ripley from Alien. Number 9. Mm-hmm. Sigourney Weaver.
Okay.
That's a great character that lasted 4 movies. I mean, you've got to give it that, right? Captain Jack Sparrow is number 8 on the list.
Absolutely.
Sure. I absolutely have to agree. It's one of the classic. Regardless of what you think about the movies, that characterization and that character will live forever. Number 7, the dude from the Big Lebowski.
Oh, there you go.
Jeff Bridges. There you go. I saw that again a couple weeks ago. Boy, is he brilliant in that
movie. Yeah, he's great.
That is a great character. I like when he says, well, yeah, that's just like your opinion, man. One of the greatest lines ever. Indiana Jones, number 5.
Sure.
Hannibal Lecter, Indiana Jones, 6. Hannibal Lecter, number 5. Mm-hmm. Han Solo, number 4.
Sure.
Wow.
It's pretty cool if you're Harrison Ford, you've got 2 of the top 10 greatest movie characters of all time.
Yeah. You're right.
In your repertoire. Heath Ledger's The Joker, number 3.
Really?
He was amazing.
He was brilliant, and that character, again, will live on forever. Number 2, Darth Vader.
I was going to say that was number 1. Can I guess number one?
You'll never guess. You'll never guess.
How much would you give me if I guess?
$100.
All right. Jim Carrey, the Yes Man.
Before it's even come out, it's already the greatest character
preemptively.
Ever. Yeah.
I'm telling you, you'll never guess. Alvin and the Chipmunks.
You will never guess.
My preference, Doug Style.
It's not Borat.
Yes.
Oh.
I like.
But when you hear it, you'll say, yeah, that really is one of the greatest characters ever in a movie. Number 1, the 100 greatest movie characters, according to Empire Magazine.
Yes.
Tyler Durden from Fight Club.
There it is.
Tyler Durden
from Fight
Club.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's a pretty remarkable character.
Huh.
Surprising.
I don't think I'd put him at 1, but I can see him in the top 10.
Be hard to argue. That's a great character. So you can go to empireonline.com for the entire list, but I just thought you might be interested in that. We're running late already. I got an Amy Winehouse story
for
you.
That's the way we
roll. I got Mary-Kate Olsen, a Keanu Reeves. You're just going to have to come back. Come back in an hour and I'll give you... I got Weezer info.
Oh.
So come back in an hour and I'll give you all those stories because I'm running out of time.
Or email Bean. He's already got them.
Yeah, he's already got them. It's so boring for him when I do the news because he just...
Heard it.
Doing that list?
Ugh.
Wrote it. Got it tattooed on me. I tattooed the 100 greatest movie characters on my body already. Celebrity birthdays today. Actor, director Woody Allen is 73 years old today. Drummer John Densmore of The Doors turned 64. Bette Midler is 63. Treat Williams, 57 years old. Brad Delson, our pal from Linkin Park, is 31. And Sarah Silverman, funny lady. A little hairy, but funny. She is 38 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
The K-Rock. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. More Miss Double D's on the way. The 45-minute... Was it 45 minutes? How long was it? Hour and a half, Britney Spears.
Yeah, it was an hour and a half.
It was 90 minutes of watching Britney talk on MTV last night.
Highlights coming up. Harvey Levin is coming up. But first, it's time to talk about dangerous toys. This is the story that comes out every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's always put out by the same people, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, and they put out their list of dangerous toys.
How is it that manufacturers of toys don't learn year to year about these lists and don't go, hey, you know what? Before we release this one to the stores, maybe we ought to think about small parts that kids could take out and swallow. Maybe we ought to not make this toy, because it does seem like a lot of the offenders are guilty of the same thing every year that makes the toy too dangerous to sell.
It does, but then you hear about things that you never in a million years would think were dangerous,
right.
But they test it in a variety of ways, and they come up with things that really could hurt kids. Sometimes it's really surprising.
And it's that time of year now that we have to start, shopping for toys and whatnot. So we've got William Barber on the phone. William is a spokesperson from Watch. What does Watch stand for, William?
Good morning, Kevin and Bane. How are you?
We're very good.
Watch stands for World Against Toys Causing Harm.
I see.
Okay.
We're a nonprofit organization and we're consumer watchdogs, don't you know?
Yes, we do. Now, what about the question I asked Mr. Weber before we brought you on? How is it that toy companies are consistently making the same mistake year after year?
Well, here's the thing. It's hard to be a toy company these days because you're competing against so much for the consumer dollar for entertaining children.
Sure.
So certainly. I think they just try to come up with the most entertaining toys they can, and then they find out after the fact there's a danger.
Now, number one on your list this year, sir, is the inflatable Gigaball, which looks like something that, is this something that a little kid crawls inside and then is able to bounce down a hill in?
That's right. It's a big ball. You crawl inside, and then you roll down a hill inside it.
Wow.
Which is great until you roll into traffic.
It does seem like a problem.
And then you get killed.
Yeah.
And that's not something that we want.
You don't want people killed?
Not children.
Yeah, okay.
Some adults, but not children.
Okay, all right.
Are there anything, some things on this list in particular that you'd like to highlight for our listeners in the time we have, sir?
Well, the list, we only had room for 10.
Mm-hmm.
So there's things like the Meadow Mystery Play a Sound Book with Cuddly Pooh.
Yeah, that's a real one, right?
That's
number
a real
eight.
One. Don't give poo to your kids.
Because I'm sure people think there's no way that is actually a toy. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And also, the other one is the Sportsman Shotgun.
There is that.
That's actually on the list. That's the name of a toy.
Yeah.
Wow.
That should be a tip-off right away, I think.
If it has shotgun in the title?
Unless you're shopping at Toys R Us in Palm Desert.
Well,
you
okay.
You should be buying the Sportsman Shotgun. But we didn't have room for everything on the list, so I have some others I want to hit real quick.
Okay.
Just keep your eye out for these and don't buy them.
All
They're
right.
dangerous.
Very important.
The Twilight Junior Suck Me Life Like Fang. I know the kids love the Twilight, but you don't want them biting into the jugular veins of other children.
Wow.
Not a good idea.
Yeah.
Dangerous, yeah.
Also, you want to stay away from the Fisher-Price Little Moyle Neighborhood Circumcision Kit. Encourages kids to go around giving other kids circumcision.
That seems like that's not fun in any way.
And dangerous.
And very dangerous.
Certainly, yes.
You also want to stay away from the Iron Man Tony Stark My New Heart flashlight, where kids implant a flashlight in their chest.
Well, you know, they see it in the movie. It looks like fun. Why not, right?
You don't become a superhero, though.
Yeah.
You just bleed out.
Just the opposite. Yeah.
You want to stay away from Foamy, the rabid dog.
Foamy?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a mechanical dog. You turn him on and he attacks you.
Well, that seems like a horrible toy.
He's rabid. He foams at the mouth and bites your hand off.
Oh, that's a terrible toy for
don't
kids.
Don't buy Foamy.
Don't get it.
You want to stay away from the Plaxico Burris My New York Nightlife Playset.
What's involved in that?
A handgun. Yes. And a bottle of vodka.
And you have to shoot yourself in the leg? That's idea?
That's usually the end result.
Yeah.
You want to stay away from the Amy Winehouse edition of Guitar Hero.
Oh, no.
It's just a box of syringes. Not even a game in there.
Really?
I was disappointed.
Wow. I'm sure you were.
And stay away from the Razor Scooter.
The Razor Scooter?
Yes.
That's
what's wrong with that?
Tested toy. That was fine.
This year they're making it out of actual razors.
Oh,
the entire thing. It's sharp. Sharp as a razor.
That seems bad.
You'll cut your foot off if you try to ride it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I'm saying don't buy that one.
All right.
And especially Foamy.
Especially Foamy the dog.
Yes.
All right. You do good work. Thank you,
William. Happy holidays, everybody.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
All right, well, good reporting, Craig. Craig? Doug?
Thank you, Steve.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Those aren't funny.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. K-Rock, by the way, is the station that's hosting the annual Acoustic Christmas shows coming up December 13th and 14th.
Those are ours this year?
Yes, we're
awesome.
Handling them this year. That's right. And we are continuing to give away tickets around the clock pretty much here on K-Rock. All you have to do is go to K-Rock.com and find out what song to listen for when you hear it. Be caller 20 and you'll win your tickets. Here's a hint. Go to the website now to find out because it's good information for you to have.
Would you say that means it's this hour, Bean?
I'm not saying that. No, I wouldn't tip my hand like that, but I'm just saying.
Would you guess just out of the blue that it's an Offspring song?
Useful information to have for our listeners is all I'm suggesting.
Okay.
So last night there was a 90-minute special. Britney Spears, by the way, as you know, has been on the comeback trail ever since. Well, I guess the beginning of that was when she made her appearance on this year's MTV Video Music Awards, where she came out and she didn't fall down, and people thought, wow, she looks pretty good compared to how we've seen her in recent years.
Right.
And that that day, a few months ago, was the beginning of the filming of a documentary. They had 60 days access to Britney Spears, starting from the night before this year's MTV Video Music Awards, and they followed her around and gave us on the TV last night in a 90-minute special an insight into Britney's life. And I have a lot of mixed feelings about Britney. I mean, I think she certainly has made some mistakes. Some of it is just she's had to grow up in public since she was a teenager. She hadn't really had a chance to goof up like the rest of us have. Some of it she brings on herself. And it was kind of fascinating to see what her life is like. And I wouldn't want it. I'll tell you that. It looks like a sucky way to live.
You wouldn't want to be Britney Spears?
I really wouldn't. I got to be honest.
You'd make a good one.
Well, I knew it was going to be a long 90 minutes when I saw the very opening of the documentary on MTV last night, where they asked her about why she wants to make the movie. And this gives you an idea of the blistering pace and what it's like to listen to Britney Spears talk for 90 minutes.
I think I wanted to make the film because I started to feel like I wasn't being...
Right there, I thought, yeah. It's going to be a long night.
Hey, speed it up, woman. Speed it up.
Seen in the light that I wanted to be seen in. I don't know exactly what light that is, but I felt like there were things out there that have been said about me that aren't completely true, and not that I care about what the tabloids and all that kind of stuff say about me, but there's a lot that people don't know about me that I want them to know.
Although I don't care what they think or what they know, but it's important for me to tell them what they know is wrong.
Yeah, don't think I care. I mean, don't get the wrong idea about me. I don't care.
Right.
But there's a lot of stuff out there that should be corrected.
Here's Britney kind of recapping what it's been like for the last couple of crazy, crazy years before she started cleaning herself up.
I've been through a lot this year. Well, actually the past 2 or 3 years, and my trust has really been battered. I've definitely grown up big time. You know, I'm very weary of a lot of things, you know.
By the way, Britney, and Kevin, you'll appreciate this. A lot of times she uses words that are close to the words she means to use.
Yeah, that's my
life. She's not really weary of a lot of things as much as she is wary of a lot of things. But that's just one example, and
maybe,
you'll hear that a lot throughout
maybe
the
evening. Maybe she's both, Bean. Maybe
well,
she
maybe
meant
she,
it that way.
Maybe she is.
So, very protective of myself. Sometimes it can get kind of lonely. You're guarded, you know? You have to be that way. Otherwise, you get it taken advantage of and get in situations like I did the past year. I had totally lost my way. I lost focus. I lost myself. I had that type of nature within me that wanted to rebel out.
Well, if you want to rebel out, I guess
sometimes you gotta rebel out.
Yeah. If you got the wrong kind of nature in you, you want to rebel out.
Sometimes
that
happens.
By the way, I want to thank the Friday Night Lights orchestra for appearing on every minute of the show. They're always like playing the little guitar underneath. They're just making it very emotional.
For 90 minutes, like the sad music the whole time?
Yes, yeah. For 90 minutes of sad music. Now, there was one high point for me on the show, and that is we got a chance to meet her father, Jamie, who I don't know too much about. He comes across in the press, I think, as being a pretty smart guy, a guy who really has, you know, kind of helped rein her in and keep her bad people away from her. But I didn't realize how much of a Louisiana guy he was until I saw this scene of him cooking breakfast for his baby.
Oh, yeah, got my hair cut. I'm ready to go. I'm making my baby some cheese grits.
Wow.
What is this cheese grits?
So the British reporter, the guy who's doing the documentary, says, what is this cheese grits?
Grits is an old Southern
food
tradition. She'd been eating them since she was born. She loves them. And I don't have no sprinkled cheese, so I'm just putting... Mama's old timey way here doing it with this.
This is like watching a Billy Ray Cyrus show all of a sudden, isn't it?
Well, no wonder she can't. No wonder she can't talk in an interesting fashion. Listen to him.
And by the way, no wonder her ass looks like that most of the time.
Wow,
too. These cheese. I mean, you should see the amount of cheese going to these grits.
Just everybody else has Wheaties, but Southern girls' breakfast with champions is cheese grits.
Cheese grits. Okay, fantastic. Thank
wow.
you, Jamie.
Yeah.
Okay. They did ask her about the most famous of all of her incidents that had to do with the meltdown, which was, of course, when she pulled into that hair salon in the valley and mm-hmm. shaved her head. They did ask her what was going on there.
When you look back at the whole shaving of the head thing and all the rest of it, what provoked you to do that?
Like, I was going through so much artificial stuff with my kids and with Kevin and all that stuff at the time, and he just left me, and I was devastated, you know? And people thought that it was me, like, going crazy and stuff like that, but people shave their heads all the time, you know?
Well, that is true. People do shave their heads all the time.
She's got a point. That's not her going crazy.
it does happen all the time.
She lost her husband and her kids. The only thing she had was hot. Why get rid of that?
Yeah, good point.
That's a great point. That's a great point. By the way, could not look any better. Looks as good now as she's ever looked, I think.
No kidding.
Really has come back strong.
Even after the grits of death.
Even after. And she will be performing on the Today Show tomorrow morning, by the way. She is going to be playing live because the album comes out. Her album comes out tomorrow on her birthday. Couple more clips from the Britney Spears MTV On the Record special last night. They did a lot on the paparazzi. And this is the part that made me thank God that I'm not Britney Spears or somebody in a situation like her. It is terrifying for her to try to go from point to point. I mean, it's really, can you imagine you walk outside and there are 100 people out there taking your picture, and if they don't get the picture, they scream obscenities at you like it's your fault that they're not getting their picture.
I can't imagine that on one hand, and on the other hand, it seems like she courts that.
Yeah.
You know, like, she goes to stores where she knows there's going to be paparazzi.
I think
you could avoid
happened.
That if you wanted to.
And there are a lot of people do.
There are a lot bigger stars than Britney Spears who are able to not be like that. But she is such a tabloid fixture that, I mean, she literally can't leave her house, though. I mean, it's not like she's telling them where they are. They see her when she drives away because they're out in front of her house 24/7. She talks a little bit about what she misses because of the paparazzi.
A lot of things that go on with me aren't right, and that's where I get a little jaded, you know, going to a certain place and wanting to get ice cream, and, like, you know, a certain time of night and wanting to walk down the Grove and feeling the crispy air and having a stroll with one of your friends. And
is crispy air, is that a fallout from the fire? Is that what she's talking about?
It's Mexican air.
Okay.
You know, those are the times where I'm like, I wish I wasn't famous, so you could feel a part of the people.
Well, she is. She needs to feel a part of the people because she is a regular Cesar Chavez.
Don't you get the idea, though, that she's calling paparazzi? I mean, it seems to me, and I don't know for positive, but it seems to me like she's in the car going, "Hey, meet me at." And if they didn't show up, it would be worse for her. Doesn't it seem like that?
I agree with you to a certain extent that she goes places. Like, she has no business ever going to Robertson or one of those streets where the paparazzi are. But like I said, even if she's going to, even if she's trying to get away and go to the desert, she's going to have 30 cars behind her.
Yeah.
I mean, she literally can't walk out her door without people following her wherever she's going, no matter how low-key she wants
it to be. Yeah, there have to be times when she really just wants to blend in.
Yeah,
she does feel
so.
Like a prisoner.
And
there's no question
ever.
About it.
A lot of other cities she could probably do it in, though. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah,
well, that's the and they do talk about that. She's like, yeah, Los Angeles is the worst place to be, but she says she has to be there because that's where her kids is, because she's got joint custody with Kevin. So she has to live in Los Angeles, or she flies back and forth, and sometimes she does that. One more clip from the Britney show last night, and this is the one that's gotten a lot of press because it's kind of the saddest one, where you do realize that she's, you know, kind of trapped a little bit and maybe not really enjoying it all that much.
Even when you go to jail, there's always the time that you know that you're going to get out, you know.
Do you feel out of control in your life?
No, I don't feel like it's out of control. I think it's too in control. There's no excitement. There's no passion. There's no, like, it's just like Groundhog Day every day. You know, it's really boring.
She needs to get out there and feel some of that crispy air, man.
She
does.
Really, the crispy air makes a big difference. I'm telling you that right now.
It is the most wonderful time of the year. We have the voting up and enabled at KROQ.com. You can hit the song anytime here. We're looking for Miss Double December 2009. The top 10 finalists are posted. Go on, check out your favorites, and vote. And we'll meet the lovely Crystal in just a moment. But first, sing it if you know it.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Nice melons.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
I wonder what that beep word is.
I have no idea. What gets hard?
Putty?
Math?
Algebra? That's hard.
That Ralph, hard. You want to introduce your friend that you've already made a cup of coffee for here this morning?
You know me. I make coffee for all the guests here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah, that's what you're famous for.
I don't think you've ever made coffee. In 10 years, I've never gotten anyone a cup of coffee.
That's true.
But then Crystal walked into my life, and I said, I need to service her.
Yeah.
Did she walk into your life, or did she walk into the station?
Well, same thing.
Or both. Okay.
You know, the station is my life, Kevin.
Okay.
You know that.
All right.
Crystal, she's from Anaheim, and she's one of our contestants from Miss Double December. Welcome to the show,
yes.
Crystal.
Hi.
Yes. Crystal, I have to say, your photos do not do you justice. You're even more lovely in person.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Why would I be chosen if it doesn't do me justice?
Well, no, the pictures... I mean,
he's not saying the picture's bad. He's saying you're better.
You're hot, hot in the photos, but in real life, you're even more attractive in the photos, is what I was trying to say.
Crystal, let's get some basic stuff out of the way as we get to know our contestants this week. First of all, why did you decide to enter to be Miss Double December 2009?
I just wanted to meet you guys. I think it's awesome. I listen to you every morning.
Okay, liar. So. Let me write that down.
No
liar.
Kidding.
Yeah, right.
Nothing. Each year we find out it's less and less a percentage of the girls who enter actually have ever heard the show. Oh, so it's nice to hear someone who actually listens.
Well, usually it's, hey, I want to go to a feast of Christmas. Usually that's why people enter, because, of course, that's part of the prize package. Okay, real or fake?
Don't care. I don't know why you asked. Don't care.
I'm curious.
The answer is perfect.
Perfect, yes. Real or fake, though, because... Seriously, best doctor ever if they're fake. So it's a testament, a compliment.
Okay.
I think it was a birthday present for my 21st birthday.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Fantastic.
Yeah. To myself.
Right? You're a tall, thin young lady. Mm-hmm. What are you, 5'9"? Is that what you said?
5'9", 5'10"-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, without heels. So I'm pretty tall.
Yeah. Keep the heels on.
By the way, you know what's a girl 5'9", 5'10".
That's right. We got a boyfriend for you. Hey, where's is Lightning in videotaping like he does?
Yes, he is.
Okay, he is. He's here. Great. Let's take a look at the questionnaire that you filled out online. And again, you can play the Kevin and Bean home game and look at Crystal's picture at Carrick.com right now and even vote for her if you like her. We asked you a series of questions, including what celebrity would you like to be stranded on an island with? Who did you say?
Hayden Christensen.
Because
we have something
bad,
in common.
You love bad acting?
He may be a bad actor, but he's my future husband.
He's dreamy.
He's your future husband, right?
Yeah, so excellent. Who else, right?
Yeah. Well, the last girl said Machiavelli, so that was odd. It was a little strange.
That's the A to Z of that.
You're a stripper. What one song would you love to dance to? Nine Inch Nails Closer.
Yeah, strong.
Of course.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
The follow-up question to that is, have you?
Have you had any dance experience at all?
At home, maybe.
At home, but non-professional.
Never. I always told myself when I did get boobs, I would become one just to pay it off, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But I never did.
Well, why are you not a woman of your word?
I don't know. I just gave up on
you're
the
a
dream.
Lying liar who lies.
No, don't lie.
You got to be true to yourself.
I know, really. It's my dream.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
The one that I put is to not be able to die. Of course, I think I
Claire
would.
Claire from the Heroes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I would want to die eventually, but I would want to be able to experience things. Like I said, like I'm scared of everything. I'm scared of like spiders, sharks, everything, death. I don't know. So I thought it was interesting.
So your list is spiders, sharks, death.
Well, and sometimes they can lead to death. So
and
I
I'm deathly scared of heights, so... I know that when I go to school, like I'm like on one of the top stories.
Oh, good!
And when you're close to the edge, like there's these big wide open spots. I don't know why
they
just want
out.
You to jump off. I guess so.
They're asking you to.
Yeah,
cut down the student body.
That's right.
Where do you go to school?
Santa Ana.
Santa Ana. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't hear crazy voices telling you to kill or anything, do you? You're starting to worry me with all these things going on in your pretty little head.
No, not at all.
She's just a scared. And if you had Claire's power, then you wouldn't have to be afraid of any
exactly.
of that.
Exactly. You could live life to the fullest, I think.
You jump out of an airplane without a parachute and just
exactly.
bounce
everything
right back
you
up.
Ever dreamed of.
All right. I like it. If selected as a finalist, you'll be asked to perform in a talent show.
Of course, on our live show, we will be doing a talent show as well as runway and swimsuit competition.
It's going to be a week from Friday, December 5th. And no,
it's this
no,
Friday.
Yeah,
this
Friday.
This Friday, Friday Kevin.
Wow, am I behind? Yeah. It's this Friday,
yes.
December 5th. And what was your answer?
It was, well, actually, the first one I put was to make chicken soup.
Yeah.
And they called me and said no.
Well, that's not a crowd pleaser.
It's a great talent. It's just not that exciting, and it does take about an hour and a half that we don't have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
all right, we'll come right back. She's going to have chicken soup. We're serious.
She's dicing the chicken breast when we return, and the broth's almost ready.
Yeah.
So you came up with something that you weren't able to do before and tie yourself? Is that true?
Yeah, I actually was talking to a friend, and I didn't know what they did last year, and I watched the show, and they're shoving like their hands in their mouth. Yeah.
Whoa, that does happen.
Doing a bunch of stuff that I can't do. Mm-hmm. So I was
asking,
have
you tried that stuff?
I actually was trying over the weekend, and I just couldn't.
Just jamming your fist in your mouth all weekend.
It didn't work. Yeah. Didn't work at all.
What a strange weekend you had.
I know. Really, I tried to do all the talents, so maybe I could change it, but I couldn't.
So you came up with a new one.
Yeah, the clarinet. My friend gave me the idea, and I tried it, and I picked probably the easiest song you could ever play, and I learned it.
You learned how to play the clarinet just for this song for this one time?
Yeah.
That's dedication.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did
you bring your clarinet with you?
I actually did.
Oh, I didn't think I had to play it on air.
But.
Oh, I think we're going to have to hear a little of that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Wasn't our friend Jimmy Kimmel a clarinet player in his high school band? Wasn't that his instrument of choice?
I believe he was.
When he was here, I told him, never tell anyone that.
He used to tell us it was a tough instrument to play, yet somehow Crystal learned how to play in the weekend. How about that?
Yeah, that's true.
Awesome.
Clarinet, of course, is a long, black, hard woodwind instrument.
Yes.
Yeah, that Crystal will be putting in her mouth to play Jingle Bells.
I can't wait to see the video.
You forgot the music in there? Can someone get Crystal's music? She needs her purse from the other room.
And her purse from the other room. Stop the drums, please, Bean.
I will hold it for her.
All right, Dave. How about that? Dave's never been helpful before either.
We're all very helpful this morning.
Yeah. Try not to make me laugh because it's hard to keep my mouth.
We'll try.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Say that again. Say it again, please.
It's hard to keep your mouth where?
Around it if you guys make me laugh.
Yeah, I know.
Try not to laugh because remember, 3 days.
This is new.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Can't promise no laughter. But go ahead.
I know I'm going to hear you guys.
No, you won't. Go ahead. Be very quiet.
Come on! Yeah.
That was fantastic!
That is mother effing Jingle Bells right there!
The best version of Jingle Bells I've ever heard.
Ever!
I think
Mannheim steamroller.
I've been practicing at home and everyone laughed at me. So.
Well, that was excellent.
Well, considering you just taught that yourself over the weekend, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Pretty impressive. All right, we are out of time. We have been meeting the lovely Crystal, 23, from Anaheim. You can go to KROQ.com and see her picture and questionnaire up at KROQ.com. You can vote. Do you have a team of people that are voting for you right now? Do you have Team Crystal out there right now working it?
Probably my coworkers, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone in your office is very supportive of your quest, right?
Well, I didn't tell the older people.
They don't need to know.
I just told my office staff, like the people that work close to me. Not the attorneys, because you know how they are.
Damn attorneys.
I know.
All right, Crystal, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Go to krock.com if you would like to vote. And then this Friday, we will have a live show where we have a coronation of...
Two months from Friday is when the show is going to be actually.
Thank you, Lisa. 7:54 now. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office as we do every Monday morning here on the Movie Beat. Showbiz Beat, rather. Four Christmases, number one at the box office this weekend, made over $31 million. Bolt was number two at the box office, doing better this week than it did last week.
Hmm.
It's odd you see a movie gain in popularity.
Wow, that is weird.
I guess you needed to take the kids to a movie to get them out of your hair after spending 4 days with them.
Probably.
I think a lot of those kids that went to see Bolt, though, went to see Twilight the weekend before, too. And then once they checked that off, then they could turn their attention to Bolt, maybe.
Do they have a shared audience, really?
I don't know.
I think so.
Twilight is for older kids.
Yeah, I would think Bolt is way younger.
Younger kids.
Really?
Yeah.
I think.
I would agree.
Yeah. Quantum of Solace was number four. Australia, in its debut, disappointing $14.8 million, only made it number five. That's an expensive movie.
It is. But how long is it? Because sometimes that makes a difference, too.
It is.
All long?
Almost 3 hours, I think. Yeah.
Sometimes that hurts it.
It does, because it cuts down the number of times you can show it in an evening, but it doesn't cut down $40 million worth.
Yeah.
You know? Madagascar 2, Transporter 3, Role Models, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, and Milk, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Interesting Weezer news, if you're a Weezer fan. You like the Weezer?
I love the Weezer.
Bean buys their CDs out of the back of a truck. So,
he buys them from a guy at a gas station.
Yeah.
Rivers has told Billboard.com that they're releasing a brand new CD that is coming out of the tape vaults. It's a collection of songs that were left off all the other band's albums for various reasons.
Hmm.
It's leftovers, basically. Mm-hmm. The name of the CD is Odds and Ends. No release date for the CD yet, but it could happen soon. Weezer said they'll also spend the spring of 2009 on tour with Oasis. There should be some battling backstage. And new CD will probably come out
in connection with that tour. So if you're a Weezer fan, you get to hear some new stuff you've never heard before.
Do you always wonder if bands leave it off because it's bad, or they just are brilliant and they have other songs right. and they just choose between them?
I would think time constraints is a bigger reason than quality,
yeah,
usually, because you only have so much room on a disc.
And a lot of times a song just doesn't fit the theme. A bunch of songs will hang together as an album, and then something's in left field. You know, the Killers had they called it Sawdust a couple of years ago. They had an Odds and Ends record out that I think was every bit as good as all their other albums.
There you go. Jamie Lynn Sigler and Jerry Ferrara from Entourage are still dating.
No, that's inexplicably. A TV show. Ralph, that's just a TV show.
No, it's
show.
In real life, too.
They're on the plane.
That just happened on TV.
It's just a TV show.
And in
He's
real life.
Turtle, right?
He is Turtle. He is the David King of Mexico looking fella who's scoring the hot babe.
Right, I saw that one. He meets her on the plane.
This is
I saw
real.
I saw it on TV.
Apparently Jerry's in love. So in love that he is changing his lifestyle for Jamie Lynn Sigler because she's a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. So he says he's no longer eating burgers and fries. Now he's eating tofu, fresh organic fruit, and vegetables. Yeah, that'll last. Here's the thing, what Jamie Lynn Sigler needs to know. Jerry's doing that now because he is still reveling in the novelty of the poontang.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually he's going to want a burger.
And he's not going to be happy if she doesn't eat meat.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
So that's not going to last long. Here's the thing. You know I'm a collector. I like collecting stuff. So I always get interested in these showbiz auctions.
Right.
There was one over the weekend, which is just total BS. Of course, it's Beatle-related. The stuff, anything that the Beatles sells, huge when it comes to these auctions.
Yeah.
There was a document which proved there was a real Eleanor Rigby, one of the Beatles songs, that worked at a hospital in Liverpool.
Okay.
Just a document that proved she existed, that she was real.
Okay.
That's the only tangential connection between and that, the Beatles song and this document.
Is that song about a girl in a hospital? I don't know.
No, the song Eleanor Rigby was a big hit for the Beatles.
Right.
And everyone always wondered, is it a fictional character or did she really exist? Because the Beatles picked a lot of stuff out of their own lives in Liverpool to write about, okay?
Okay.
And for years, Paul McCartney said he had no idea whether she was real or not. This document proves there was a real Eleanor Rigby.
And that's all it was?
That's all it was. Okay. Proved that she worked at a hospital in Liverpool.
How much?
Sold last week for $177,000.
Jackpot. Really? What do you do with that?
It was
that?
Like a pay stub.
Honestly.
That was it.
What do you do with that?
What do you do with that?
Wow.
Unless Paul McCartney has wiped his ass with that document, how is that the least bit of interest to a Beatles collector? Even the hardcore ones.
I don't know.
Inexplicable to me. And Amy Winehouse is so desperate to divorce her husband, Blake Fielder Civil, that she is meeting with attorneys from her hospital bed.
She's still in the hospital?
She's in a rush, yeah. She's been having these seizures, and so she's been under medical care. And when she was in the hospital most recently, she had her dad call her lawyer so they could have a meeting while she was in the hospital to start proceedings for a divorce from Blake Fielder Civil. She really wants out of this marriage.
No kidding.
All of a sudden.
Yeah.
Well, now he's out of prison. I guess it's not nearly as sexy.
Plus, he's seen her.
With a name like Blake Fielder Civil, he should end up on the Gossip Girls at some point, right?
Yes.
That's true.
Along with Penn Hadjley and Blake Lively.
Right.
Right.
Speaking of Hollywood romances, DeJuan's not going to be happy.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Apparently, Jessica Stroop from 90210 has a new boyfriend.
That's his crush.
Yeah. Mm. It's Dustin Milligan, one of the actors from the show. They're working together and apparently can't keep each hands off of each other in between takes. Jessica says they even work out together. I bet they do.
I think the ladies love it.
Yeah. And here's some good news. You know, Rosie O'Donnell's back on television.
That's good news.
She had her big variety show, Rosie Live, this past Wednesday.
Why would you watch that?
Probably out of curiosity.
Curiosity, yeah, just to see what she did.
All right.
It's a live variety show.
Yeah.
Sure was.
On NBC, starring Rosie O'Donnell.
And it killed. It was number one for the week, and it's going to be picked up for 7 years.
Nope. It got canceled this week.
Oh.
Show was a flop. Less than 5 million people tuned in to watch the special. The ratings were horrible. It was a nightmare.
And so NBC, fairly disastrous.
NBC is cutting its losses and has already canceled the show.
Awesome.
After one episode.
Yeah, they had high hopes that it would be a hit, and then they'd have an ongoing series of specials that Rosie wanted to do, but not so much.
Not so much.
Awesome.
Not so much for Rosie.
Don't be stupid!
Back to the blog. where you don't wear makeup and
like
you
the angry blonde.
And you be angry at people.
I don't know why her doing a musical number with Liza Minnelli wouldn't fly in 2008 as the big show opener.
That happened?
Lord. Wow.
Liza Minnelli's still alive?
Yes.
And can still sing better than Rosie.
Yeah, it cracks me up that she tries to sing because she is horrible.
She's awful.
Horrible. Yeah.
She thinks she's this big sing a song and dance, like Broadway star person.
Hmm.
It's just not the case. Today's celebrity birthday is Woody Allen is 73 years old. John Densmore, drummer for the legendary band The Doors, is 64. Bette Midler is 63. I hope Bette Midler was on The Rosie Show. That would have been a great duet.
Sure.
Treat Williams, the actor, is 57. Brad Delson of Linkin Park turns 31. And our pair and pal, Sarah Silverman, turns 38 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
I saw a fair amount of football over the weekend myself, and I kept thinking, the Giants are 11-1, Kevin. I mean,
yeah.
I know they won the Super Bowl and all, but mm-hmm. for some reason, I don't know why, for some reason, I'm still surprised at how good they are and how they are demolishing so many of these teams that they're playing up against.
Yeah, they seem to be, there's no one that can stop them. And we thought we would check in again with the quarterback of the Giants. He is the mouth breather, Eli Manning. Good morning,
Hi.
Eli.
Hi, I'm Eli.
Picture up at krock.com if you'd like to see what Eli looks like.
Yes, I'm unstoppable.
Kevin and Bean Page.
You are.
Like my citizen watch.
Right. Yeah. One of your sponsors, right.
Yeah.
So there hasn't been any kind of a curse or a jinx or a drop-off or anything after you won the Super Bowl. You're just barreling through this season, Eli. Couldn't be going any better for you.
No curse. My dad says I can't curse.
Right, I don't think that's what he meant.
Because he beats me.
He does not beat you.
If I curse, he beats
me. No, he doesn't.
Ow!
Don't say that. People will believe it.
Ow!
Eli, here's
I make that noise.
Here's a little audio from your game.
As Boss coughed it up, Giants recover. They win the game by the score of 23-7. Redskins drop to 7-5.
We won the Super Bowl.
Nope, that's not the Super Bowl.
Oh,
not yet.
Every week you say it's not a Super Bowl.
Right, it doesn't come till the last weekend of January or the first weekend of February. Usually.
Too many games.
Okay.
There are a lot of games,
I'm
that's
tired.
For sure.
Well, it's known as a season. That's what you do. You have to play the season.
I want to win it all now.
Well, you won last year, and you may win this year again as well.
Every week I have to go play again.
That's correct.
Yes, you do. Hey, Eli, what can you tell us about your friend Plaxico? I noticed that he wasn't playing this weekend.
He shot himself in the leg.
Yes, Plaxico Burress, who's one of their most high-profile players, shot himself in the leg.
That's brilliant.
He was at a nightclub with a hoochie.
Yes, and then lied about it.
And then he shot himself in the leg, and Antonio Pierce hit the gun.
What does he need a gun for? Why is he traveling with a gun?
Because he has a lot of crime to fight.
He does?
Yes. He's like Batman.
I thought he was just a receiver.
Yes.
That too.
But he told me he fights bad guys.
Mm.
So he needs a gun.
I bet a lot of people tell you
Whitey.
Stories. Wait, he didn't say to kill Whitey.
Yes.
You added that.
There's a bad guy named Whitey, and he's after him.
He shot himself in the leg, though.
He's a bad shot.
He's not very good, right?
Not
he
good
shot
at all.
Blackie.
Now, what about your brother's team? He won. Indianapolis won this weekend.
Just barely.
Just barely beat Cleveland.
Just a little bit. I'm better than him.
You are having a better season than he is. That's true.
Ow. Ow, bad. Don't hurt. Don't hurt Peyton. Ow. Ow.
Are you still hurting Peyton?
No, it's okay. A flashback.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
bath water burn, baby.
And why did... What did you say?
Bath water burn, baby.
That's what I was afraid you said.
Why did Peyton and his team, the Colts, have so much trouble with the lowly Cleveland Browns, do you suppose?
They're drunk.
Really?
The Colts are drunk? They drink all the time.
Your brother drinks?
Yes.
Huh.
And uses drugs.
What?
Oh, that doesn't sound possible. They have testing for that sort of thing.
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the Raiders lost. Surprise!
Yeah. The Raiders lost to Kansas City.
Surprise!
I didn't know that was possible, but...
They lost to Kansas City.
Yeah.
Kansas City sucks. The Raiders are worse.
What do you figure is going wrong for the Raiders, Eli?
Too many Mexicans like them.
Oh, that... No, come on.
What
that's
does that
ridiculous.
Have to do with it?
It depresses them.
I don't think that's
true at all.
I don't
think that's the case.
That has to have been the lowest-rated television football game of all time, though, right? The Raiders
until
in Kansas
tonight,
City?
When Jacksonville battles Houston.
That's not a great matchup at all.
2-4-7 powerhouses. Yay! ESPN wants to kill themselves.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably do.
That sucks.
That's not going to be a good matchup.
All right, Eli, one more thing, because it was a little bit of a surprise. Two good teams going up against each other. What do you suppose went wrong with the Patriots this weekend? Why did they run out of steam against Pittsburgh?
Because the Patriots are gay.
What?
No,
that's not true.
The whole team can't be. The whole team?
Yes, they kiss each other in the shower.
I don't think that's true, Eli.
The Patriots aren't gay, and the Colts don't drink. You're just making stuff up about other teams now.
I'm just having fun.
Oh, okay, good.
We're 11-1, and everyone else sucks.
Yeah, well, that is true.
Super Bowl, baby!
Now, we're going to talk to you next week, Eli. And
no.
It's not going to be the Super Bowl again.
No.
Okay?
You guys make me wake up early.
Okay.
I hate you.
Sorry about that, but thank you for the recap.
I'm angry like the Hulk.
What happens when you get angry?
I get retard strong.
There are lots of reasons for you to regularly visit krock.com. They're putting new stuff up there all the time. For starters, you can vote for Miss Double December 2009. We'll meet another contestant coming up later on. Also, there's video up from the big party on Friday night of our KROQ listener Dewan's birthday party.
That's correct, yeah.
Mike organized a get-together for some of his friends and some of the people from KROQ at Barney's Beanery, and Dewan looks so happy as he turns 26. And Dave, I understand you were there at the party causing trouble like usual.
I was, and I was, yes.
Uh-huh. And Psycho Mike was telling me just a minute ago that you were saying, hey, how about those Lakers? What's the score now? What's the score now? Because they were behind to Dallas.
I don't recall that.
Yeah.
But,
interesting.
Really?
Interesting,
yeah.
Because it turns out.
I heard you were mouthing off all night long, Dave, is what I heard.
Did you watch the end of it?
Maybe it was the third quarter.
It was all game until about 5 minutes left.
Uh-huh.
Third quarter.
And did you see the end of the game? Did you see that?
I didn't need to.
Yeah, because you knew what was going to happen.
Right.
You know why?
Dallas won, right?
Lakers?
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Dallas won. Lakers handed them their heads.
No one's talking about the Lakers. Everyone's talking about the Clippers and the third win, baby. Woo!
So the Clippers are 3-14.
Yeah.
How was Wednesday's game when they were walking the streets trying desperately to give away tickets? How was Wednesday? Day before Thanksgiving. Remember?
Ooh, yeah, they lost by like one, I think.
Yeah, because I see here it says, come see the Clippers the day before Thanksgiving for only $5.
That's right. So the working man can go. The working man. City of Los Angeles.
Watch your back, my little immigrant friend.
Have you ever seen $5 tickets in the NBA, and
sure.
Isn't that pretty much a sign that
in
they're
Charlotte
trying
and
desperately
Atlanta
to fill it up?
Dude, they're doing it for
five
the people,
bucks,
man.
$5.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, they were giving back.
Giving back to the fans.
I see. So you didn't go, even though it was only $5. Aren't you a working man?
I am a working man.
Yeah. And you're a Clipper fan.
I am a Clipper
didn't
fan.
Didn't go. $5 tickets.
Had previous engagements, and I would love to went. Gone.
$5 tickets.
Thank you, Brittany.
Yeah, man. I mean, they do it for the peoples. And the peoples were there. They showed up.
They don't do it for the peoples,
Dave.
They do it because there's a lot of empty seats.
No, they do it because they know that, you know, times are tough. So they just want to give back. It's Thanksgiving.
Right.
Family outings. Here we are.
Why don't they give it to
people?
Here
we are.
And by here we are, you mean you weren't there.
Clipper Nation, playing loud, cheering loud.
So Clipper Nation, you were not a part of on Wednesday.
I couldn't make it.
Even though there were $5 tickets.
Yeah, I couldn't make it, but the rest of the people showed up.
You mentioned Charlotte and Atlanta. Do you know for a fact that they sell $5 tickets, or are you just guessing that in other cities they may sell them that cheap?
I'm just guessing.
I've never heard of a $5 NBA ticket.
I got to be honest. I can't think of a single professional sport, you know, baseball, hockey, football, basketball, where you can buy a $5 ticket to see a professional team play. I really can't. I don't know that that exists anywhere except
baseball.
For in Clipperville. Not even baseball.
And baseball the has like family
seats.
Plans and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And they have 60,000 seats that they sell. But the cheapest ticket you'll find for a baseball game now is like $8, $9 or something like that. $5, Dave?
See, I'm a member of the Clipper Nation like street team, so they send those out to those street teams.
Uh-huh.
Like as I am with the Dodgers.
So they send out like 15 emails
with the Dodgers. You could also buy like, you know, tickets for $3 at times. So it's just a matter of, you know, when they're giving back. And the Clippers are giving back. Giving back to the peoples.
give him back a lot of points to the teams that are visiting. I'll tell you that.
Is watching them play giving back at
yes.
all?
Dude, they defeated the highly rated, highly the winning Miami Heat, man. Took
well said.
Down.
So yeah, they're 3-14 is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
3-14.
They're only 11 games back of first place, dude, of the Lakers. So once the Lakers start playing tough teams, then we'll see what happens.
Well, the Lakers have played the Clippers. That's not tough. But they did play Dallas Friday night and beat them.
Ah, Dallas. Who has to beat Dallas?
Dave, isn't it 1 month into the season and they're already 11 games back?
Yeah, I mean, but like I said, you know, like the
They've
Lakers.
Played basically 11 games.
Once the Lakers start playing the good teams like the Clippers have already,
yeah.
you know, like Miami and
Clippers
Boston
had to play the Lakers. That's the problem with them.
Yeah, Lakers, you know. So, you know, it's all right. They're 11. You know, Lakers are doing
funny
good.
Thing about basketball. Just when you think you've got it all figured out, everything changes. And if you're a basketball fan, you know that tickets for a basketball game can be very expensive. But what if you could see something that's almost like basketball,
for $5.
But not quite? It's a lot less expensive. But if you squint and don't look too hard, it looks something almost sort of like basketball. Clippers season tickets are now available. Sure, the Clippers aren't professional basketball players, but they're really, really close.
Yeah. Yeah, $5.
Giving back.
How's your team doing now, Dave?
3-14. Looking up. We're looking up, baby. You made a big trade.
Should I play
your looking up?
Should I play your song
Dude,
again then?
The song says it all.
Are they gonna be okay?
The songs, they're gonna be aye.
Yo, oh. You know the Clips are starting slow. And that's cool, but Kevin's hating.
But the Clippers gonna be alright. I said the Clippers gonna be alright. Yeah.
Ben brings the O. Kevin brings a D. Can't go wrong with fans like me. That's right, that's right. Clippers gonna be alright. Yeah. Staples Center's rocking. Everybody's talking. Celebrities are flocking. To the team in red, white, and blue. Los Angeles, this team's for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you play loud,
loud.
We'll cheer loud,
loud.
Together we'll be playoff bound. That's right. That's right. I said the Clippers gonna be alright. Alright. Yeah.
Barron brings the O. Cammy brings a D. Can't go wrong with fans like me. That's right. That's right. Clippers gonna be alright. Yeah.
They say the Clipper Nation is done. But with Baron Davis leading the way, you know the Clippers are gonna be okay. Alright? DCOM, Clipper Nation, forever.
Yeah, it's not the Clipper Nation that's dead, it's the Clippers.
Dude, everything's gonna be alright, man.
Is that true?
Yeah, just wait.
Alright.
Just wait.
No habla retardo, Speedy Gonzalez.
A lot of great Nirvana songs they never recorded or released on YouTube. I was trolling over the weekend and saw Nirvana doing Seasons in the Sun, if you can believe it.
Really?
With Kurt playing drums and singing, and Dave Grohl playing bass and Chris on guitar. Bizarre, bizarre clip. But if you're a Nirvana fan, there's a lot of great stuff on YouTube for you to check out. It's 8:41 on the Kevin and Bean Show, Monday morning. Our friend Harvey Levin is here from TMZ.com. Hey, Harvey, how was your weekend?
It was good. What, is that old song, We Have Joy, We Have Fun, We Have Seasons in the Sun?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
From 1970.
Freaky, right? That they
wow.
would be doing
1970
that song.
Freaky.
Really weird.
Right.
Apparently, it was one of Kurt's favorite songs. I didn't get it either. Hey, Harvey, I've been dying to talk to you. I'm so glad we have you on for two reasons. One, Plaxico Burress, we'll get to in just a minute.
God.
But first, did you watch the Britney Spears MTV special last night?
I watched every frame.
Wasn't it fascinating?
Well,
or not
fascinating.
I just thought seeing what her life is like in that fishbowl, and I could understand if you're going to argue, well, it was clearly just a 90-minute rehab commercial to sell her album tomorrow. But, I mean, I just thought it was super interesting to see what her life is like because I really had, you know, I could imagine it, but it's fascinating for me to see it in person.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I kind of saw it differently. I mean, I really thought, and I thought this was like a great opportunity for her to really say, look, I'm going to tell you guys what happened. And I thought it would be, you know, really interesting to hear, you know, what was it like getting strapped down to a stretcher and wheeled to a mental hospital?
Right.
what was it like when you got diagnosed as, you know, being a bipolar disorder? You know, and what was it like when a conservator took over your life? Nothing.
So I mean, you wanted real answers.
I mean,
real questions.
Well, I thought it would have been really interesting and really made her incredibly sympathetic. But it was this. I mean, she kept saying the same thing over and over. You don't know what my life is like. Mm-hmm. It's really crazy. I got no privacy. I made a lot of mistakes. I hung out with the wrong people. She said it like four times.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, what about the stretcher part? You know, it's like you wanted to hear about things that everybody has been talking about and seeing, and it just turned out to be this PR thing, you know, sponsored by her perfume, and it just felt, she felt like a tool to me.
I think that's a real legitimate criticism, but MTV has really been hands-off with Britney. I mean, they have been so sucking up to her, everything up to giving her the Video of the Year Award a couple of months ago, when they did that special this weekend of the Cap...
Which is but
no, it's not fine. That's that was not even close to the video.
It was all political. Yeah, it was all political to get her to appear at the show is how it looked. But, I mean, even the special that they were running over the weekend about the top 10 Britney moments of all time on MTV, they didn't even include her meltdown at the 2007 Video Music Awards where she came out all fat and lifeless. They didn't even include that as one of the most memorable moments. So clearly it's all about them shining her up.
Yeah, and you know what? Can I take that back about the fine part?
Sure.
Okay, I take it back.
Okay, good.
But, you know, they didn't. And it was all of these things that were like seminal moments over the last year and a half or so. And it was just ignored. And it's one thing if they weren't really kind of public, but everybody's thinking it. And
yeah,
it's like when you don't address it, it just felt hollow to me.
Harvey, let me ask you one other question about that. We were having this conversation earlier. And I a lot of times don't remember if we're talking to you on the air or off the air sometimes, yeah, some of the stuff that's said. But does she bring on a lot of that photographer stuff by letting people know where she's going or going where the photographers are? Because she made it sound like they were endlessly hounding her and she would be never happier if there was no camera around.
Well, all I can tell you is she certainly doesn't do it with us, but there are a couple of agencies that always know where she is. And, you know, Britney, let me tell you something. She is addicted to publicity. I mean, and I also believe her when she says at times it's too much. When she doesn't want it, she doesn't want it.
Right.
But when she wants it, she really wants it. And you know, for her to say, I just never want this stuff, it's just not true. It's just not true.
The scenes that they showed of her trying to go clothes shopping in New York on the special last night when she had, I don't know, 50 or 75 cameras out there and she couldn't even get out of the car. That was terrifying, though, wasn't it, Harvey?
Yeah, and she, listen, that happens to her. I mean, that is kind of her life. You know, when she goes to a Starbucks, that happens.
Right.
It is terrifying. And I thought that was like one of the moments where you really, you see it from her vantage point. And that was really interesting because you always see it from the other vantage point with all the crazy, you know, the craziness around the cameramen, but this is inside her SUV. And that was interesting.
So maybe, so maybe she asked for it and then it's a double-edged sword, you know?
She wants it and she doesn't want it. And I get it. I mean, it's like there are times when she just doesn't want it and she wants to be alone and hang or do whatever. And that doesn't happen just because of who she is. But there are times she goes out. She, you know, stars want to be relevant. More than anything else, they want to be relevant. And for her, that means being in public eye.
All right, we got to move on. Although, as much as I'd love to talk about her daddy's famous cheese grits recipe, we don't have time.
What a!
It's like you know, your daughter's trying to get into fighting shape.
Right,
you're making that.
Yeah, she's
cheese
fat,
grits, right?
And you're just pouring in the fake cheese.
Velveeta. Unbelievable.
So awesome. Let's talk about the rare intersection. Well, on your site, on TMZ, you guys actually do a lot of great sports stories with Tom Brady and other people who become paparazzi targets. But this Plaxico Burress story is one of the funniest things. Why did he take a gun to a nightclub? What's the deal with this New York Giants player?
Well, he's saying protection. And that, you know, who knows? I mean, that wouldn't be the craziest thing for somebody, you know, for somebody to carry a gun around for protection. I mean, I don't know. But the idea, I mean, here's my favorite part of it. And I'm just hoping this is true because it is such a great story.
Plaxico Burress, for those of you that don't recognize the name, as a wide receiver for the
New York Giants.
Right, New York Giants. And he's a superstar.
Superstar.
Yeah.
Superstar.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't he help win the Super Bowl?
Pretty much. He caught the winning touchdown of last year's Super Bowl against the Patriots, right.
So the best part of the story, I mean, the short story is he's at the Latin Quarter, which is a club in New York, and he has the gun in his pant leg, apparently, walks inside, and they're walking into the VIP section. The gun starts to fall down the pant leg, and he starts fumbling for it, and he shoots himself in the leg. And then everybody's panicking, and they're saying, oh, my God. And now, this is where, you know, who knows what to believe. But there are reports that he tried covering this up, and they took him out of the his teammates took him out of the club bleeding, and they went to a hospital. And the report is he used a phony name and said that he got shot at an Applebee's.
What?
Well, those are violent places. I can understand.
Why
that.
Why would he say that?
I mean, come on. It's just one of the great phony alibis ever, if it's true. And I mean, we're going to do a whole piece on this today on the TV show. But I mean, just the idea that you would. What made him think of Applebee's?
Yeah, that's,
I don't know.
And poor Applebee's.
Oh, that's odd.
Yeah.
And he turned himself into it, and he got charged.
Yes, and he lied about it to the NFL, if I remember correctly from your site, which is bad news for him because he has a long list of fines from the NFL over the last couple of years. I mean, the guy has not been a model player by any stretch of the imagination.
And if you believe, there are some reports that one of the Giants is actually the one who finked on him and basically called up the NYPD and said, you might want to know about this. But, you know, the hospital, there's a report that the hospital, they're supposed to report every gunshot, and they may not have reported it. So there are all of these reports now about these cover-ups.
Right.
But, I mean, truly, guys, you just Applebee's is the
best. That's hilarious.
That is the best. And by the way, the Giants didn't have any problem without him. Which probably is not what he wanted to see.
But yeah, no kidding.
But he's a good player.
He's a great player.
He's a good player. He's been hurt a lot this year, though. I mean, he's one of those guys who has been great and then signed a multi-million-dollar contract in the offseason and now has barely played this year. And when he has played, he's had a couple of good games, but mostly he's just been hurt. And now, I mean, now this has got to be an incredible distraction because you're right. Now that he's been charged, it's going to be trouble that's going to hang with him for months now.
Well, and he's charged with a felony. Illegal weapons possession is a felony because it was an unregistered gun, and also making up a story about Applebee's, I would think, would be an enhancement.
Oh, that's the best.
That should be a separate charge.
You're not safe at Applebee's, by the way. That place is crazy.
All right. Well, that's a great 1-2 punch right there. You can get updates on both of those stories and so much more on TMZ.com. That's the website. And the TV show, of course, TMZ, airs at 6:30 weeknights on Channel 11. Thanks for coming on, Harvey.
Sure, guys.
Hey, Lisa, 8:54 now? Oh, hey, oh, what happened?
What?
What's going on now, Ralph?
Saddest day of my life.
Who died?
Batman.
What?
Batman died?
Yep.
No.
Christian Bale?
Adam West?
Nope, Batman.
Batman. What does that mean?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
He's not real.
Comic book just released this week.
Yeah.
Shows Batman dying in a helicopter crash.
Are they out?
Bruce Wayne.
They just decided to kill him
off? Bruce Wayne is dead.
Wow. What's going to happen now?
I don't know, Kevin. I don't know what's going to happen now.
That is a comic book.
I'm thinking maybe Nightwing will take over.
Who's Nightwing?
Dick Grayson, the original Robin, who's now grown into the role of Nightwing, his own superhero, may take up the mantle of the Cape and Cowl. Or Tim Drake, one of the other Robins, he could take over.
Does Robin
Jason
step in?
Jason Todd, perhaps. Who, of course, you know, was Robin, then became the Red Hood.
Don't have to tell me that.
Does it work like vice president, president? The president, lead guy goes down, the underling steps in, assumes the position?
Well, there is no chain of command. You know, there is no
heir apparent. Well, maybe there should be.
Well, they didn't take into consideration that Batman would ever die, I'm sure.
Now, is he dead for sure, or is the next comic
thing.
Book?
You see the crash, but they never show you, like, a body or anything.
Come on. He's fine. He's Batman.
They tried this with Superman a couple years ago. They killed Superman.
I remember. Superman died, yeah.
And then he came back. And just earlier this year, Captain America was killed.
Oh, you're probably safe then. They didn't show you his dead, lifeless corpse?
Not yet.
No. He's fine then.
So,
the story that I heard,
Batman.
The story that I heard is that his father had faked his death all those years ago and came back and killed his son. Did you hear that part, Ralph?
Of course, Bean has read the story.
What?
I mean, I saw that over the weekend, but isn't that, I mean, isn't that like just turning the whole world upside down to say Batman's father faked his death? The whole reason he became a superhero is because he saw his parents get killed?
Listen, neophyte. Listen, amateur.
What? Am I confused?
Dr. Hurt, the evil villain Dr. Hurt.
Right.
Leader of the Black Glove Organization.
Sure.
Yeah.
Told Batman, Bruce Wayne, that he was, in fact, his long-dead father, Dr. Thomas Wayne, in order to screw with his head.
Ah, so it wasn't really him.
But we're not sure. There's no proof that this is actually Thomas Wayne who has faked his own death.
Being as a novice, then.
Because he was spreading a bunch of rumors about Martha Wayne, his dad, saying she was a drug addict, drug-addicted whore.
Well, that should have been the tip-off right there.
And that Bruce may actually be the son of Alfred and his slutty wife, Martha. They were trying to screw with his memories of his parents.
I'm sure glad we're not on the air yet. All right, everybody ready? Places. Here we go.
Then as Batman went after Dr. Hurt in the helicopter, that's where the crash ensued. And
okay, now we're on the air, Ralph. Now we got to do real showbiz.
That is real showbiz.
Kevin and Bean Show, 8:57. Time for the showbiz.
That is real showbiz, and I need my camera. Thank you so much. Can't do my showbiz without my camera.
Sorry.
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? Four Christmases, as you can imagine, a holiday comedy for all to enjoy, did very well. $31.7 million.
It was funny, I thought. He's funnier than the movie?
He almost always is.
Yeah.
I thought that way about Fred Claus, too. I really enjoyed Fred Claus, not so much because the movie was that great, but because he was very entertaining.
He's better than the material, yeah.
Bolt came in at number two with $26.6 million. Then Twilight, Quantum of Solace, Australia, Madagascar 2, Transporter 3, Role Models, The Boy in the Striped Pants, and Milk, rounding out your top 10 at the box office.
Saw Milk, too. That's gay.
Milk doesn't strike me as a movie that you would run to the Cineplex to catch.
I was surprised,
Kevin.
Too.
That was a my wife pick.
Ah, I got you.
But I'm glad that it was, because it was a great movie. But
see, you never know sometimes what you'll be exposed to when you open your mind.
Dude's kissing, though.
So he was, Harvey Milk was, in fact, gay, yes. So I think they would have to represent some of that in the story of his life.
I thought they weren't going to allow filth like that on the big screen once Prop 8 passed.
See what you've done there. Rosie O'Donnell's variety show debuted on Wednesday of the last week. And, people were just raving.
Really? Was it good? Because
singing,
I didn't see
dancing,
it.
Comedy sketches, all live in front of a live audience.
Wow.
Yeah. No one liked it, and it's canceled.
You're fat.
Well, they did. That was the president of the network calling her. They did give it a run. You know, they gave it one try.
That's true. If at first you don't succeed,
cancel.
Go eat something, you fat whore. That's the old saying, isn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah.
Mary-Kate Olsen. Rumors are flying around that she's pregnant. Okay. National Enquirer has done a story saying that the 22-year-old mogul, who is just 5'1", by the way. She's a tiny girl. Twins. Has packed on 20 pounds.
You're fat.
Wow, for her, that's like double.
So everyone's jumping to the conclusion that she's pregnant.
Huh.
Which really would be the only reason an Olsen would gain weight.
Yes.
Because we know how they are.
That is true.
With their disorders and whatnot.
Wow, you've gotten really fat.
Meanwhile, do you hear the rumors that Spencer and Heidi's marriage doesn't count?
No.
Apparently, it was symbolic, but yet not legal.
What a surprise.
Yes.
I knew there was some BS to this. They had to have cameras there or something. There's no way they did the spur of the moment and just actually got married. No way.
Spencer apparently is furious about the story, telling Us Weekly that they'll take care of all the legal details soon.
Well, don't you have to do that before you get married?
Well, look, you can't decide when you're drinking margaritas on the beach, hey, let's go get married in the chapel, and then go do it and have all the paperwork in place, I'm sure.
Right.
So, in reality, they aren't really married. Surprise.
I do know, you know, from my own experience, when Donna and I eloped to Las Vegas, that as fun as it is to run to the Elvis Chapel and go through the ceremony, you do still have to make that stop at the county office building and fill out some paperwork and get a license. Otherwise, it doesn't count.
So they are not legally married.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
They're going to keep the money, though. They still cash the check from Us Weekly, right?
I'm sure they do. Great news. Travis Barker and DJ AM are reuniting for a performance.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. This is the first time they've performed together since that horrible plane crash in South Carolina. They're going to do New Year's Nation's Los Angeles New Year's Eve party at the lot in West Hollywood, California.
I wouldn't piss on him if he's on fire.
Oh my God.
Unacceptable.
That's a good show, by the way, because he spins and then Travis plays the drums along with the music. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
The show will be streamed on the internet as well as, so if you can't see it live, you can check it out. That's where Bean will watch it, yeah.
Okay.
I've already seen it.
I'll be watching it.
You can go to newyearsnation.com for more information if you'd like to find newyearsnation.com. Don't write me and say, what's that New Year's Nation website? It's newyearsnation.com.
I'm sorry, I missed it. I didn't hear it. I missed the address.
And Natalie Portman loves sex.
Best story ever.
That is a great story.
Why don't you lead with that one? You lead with stupid Batman dying.
I'm saving the good stuff for last. This is the dessert. Batman was the main course. You needed your nutrition. That's the information that is nutritional.
It was not a tasty nutritional meal.
And then the Natalie Portman story is your dessert.
All right.
She loves sex.
Tell us more.
She was cast in the film version of a movie called Doubt, based on a play by John Patrick Shanley, as a nun. But Amy Adams ended up winning the role. And when asked about it, John Patrick Shanley said, we asked Natalie Portman, and Natalie was very interested, but she kept saying she had a problem. And we finally nailed down what the problem was. She basically said she didn't understand celibacy. She could not imagine anyone living a life without a lot of sex.
So she couldn't play enough.
My deal is going crazy and it won't stop.
She just couldn't commit to it. She couldn't get inside that nun's head because she cannot wrap her mind around celibacy.
Fantastic. All right, then.
Because she's too busy wrapping her legs around somebody.
That's great news.
So that is great news. Thank you, Natalie. Thank you.
It's kind of a waste to have Amy Adams playing a nun, too, by the way. She's not too hard on the eyes, either.
Yeah, that's right. She's not too hard on the eyes. Look at those gams. Yeah. Let's go down to the speakeasy and get some gin. What do you say?
He has been 75 since he was born.
He's a walking anachronism.
Yes.
It's like he stepped out of a time machine. Hell's bells. She's the cat's pajamas. I think she's the bee's knees.
Yeah.
Not too hard on the peepers. Know what I'm saying? Come on, you guys. Get your gets.
I'm just saying.
He's the only guy I know that uses the word lady, too, by the way. Just in general, I don't...
My special lady.
Lady.
Barry White was the last guy who said lady. Today's celebrity birthdays. Woody Allen is 73 years old today. John Densmore of The Doors. Legendary Los Angeles rock band. 64. Bette Midler, 63. Actor Treat Williams turns 57. Brad Delson of Linkin Park is 31. And Sarah Silverman celebrates her 38th birthday today. That bitch.
What?
Why?
Because it's her birthday. That means Jimmy and Sarah won't come to my party because they're having a little birthday thing for her on Saturday.
Hey,
what's more important than that?
I'd like to come to your party.
No! You're locked in. You're on the Evite list.
If I could get an invite.
Are on the list.
Nothing would be funnier if Kevin RSVP'd yes and then didn't show. Seriously.
It'd be funny on Monday, I'll tell you that much.
I can't wait. It'd
be funny to be mopping up in here when that was all over. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph, we may need some sort of an update, unless you don't want to show your hand, as to what you're going to do for the people that have still not RSVP'd if they, in fact, show up at the party this weekend.
I'm just saying I'm making some mistletoe wine. Some poinsettia wine.
Oh.
Ooh, okay.
All right. Which is poisonous. Don't eat the poinsettias.
I want to thank our special guest, Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, TMZ Television, 630, Channel 11. Also want to thank our Miss Double December contestants that bothered to make it down on time today.
Hey,
the lovely
hey.
Nicolette. And also Crystal for both stopping by today. You can go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean section, and vote for Miss Double D of your choice. The voting goes all the way through 8 o'clock on Friday morning, and that is when we are going to be live, I guess, and choosing the Miss Double December.
Your guess will be live?
Well,
I'm pretty sure we'll be live.
We'll be alive. I don't know if we'll be live because the venue has not yet been confirmed, but we hope to have details on that for you tomorrow morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
This afternoon, 5 o'clock, Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. We are going to talk to another Miss Double December contestant. Stacey will be here.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the Britney special last night. We're going to talk to Kevin Federlisi and see if he's got a little something to say about that.
Okay.
So more highlights this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, we got a bunch of more Miss Double December contestants. Bunch of more, did I say that?
Bunch of more.
We have Danielle, we have Roxanne, we have Camry tomorrow.
Camry.
I bet they're not too hard on the eyes.
Yeah, that's right. Look at those sticks, those walking sticks she's perched on. Not nice names.
Oh, she's still got some lovely fun bags.
Dame is a good word for him.
Listen, Ralph, you mugs, get out of my way. She's my gal, see?
Ralph, are you going to be bringing us highlights for the Billy Ray Cyrus Beat Shop movie tomorrow, too?
I believe I will sit down and go through the Bill Engvall, Billy Ray Cyrus triumph. Fantastic. That is Beat Shop.
Awesome.
Can't wait. All right. Don't go anywhere. Kat Corbett is up next. She's a tasty bird. She's got 40 minutes nonstop.
Just be spinning some discs, see?
Including The Offspring. Also the new one from Franz Ferdinand. We got Papa Roach, Radiohead, and new Scott Weiland, too. It's all straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, Cinco de la Tarde. And it's time to introduce Miss Double December again. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of year. Bean, you want to describe for people in the afternoon exactly what goes on in our program?
Well, nonsense, first of all, but once a year we do something good that makes everybody happy, and that's crown a new listener as Miss Double December. So right now at KROQ.com in the Kevin and Bean section, Miss Double December 2009, the 10 finalists are on the site. You can vote for which one you would like to see represent our show for the next 12 months.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Big one.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Isn't it weird having boobs?
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
That is a beautiful sentiment, isn't it?
This morning on the program, we met contestant Nicolette and contestant Crystal. They were both by. Stacy is here for Cinco de la Tarde. Hey, Stacy, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good, how are you?
Oh,
good.
How do I not have your microphone on? Oh,
there I haven't. We
go. Sorry about that. My bad.
You are 24 from Huntington Beach, and you want to be Miss Double December 2009. Do I have that right?
Yes.
It's yours.
No, that's not how it works.
Congratulations.
That isn't how it works.
We have to interview her, and then she does talent.
We let
and then
forget all that.
Vote.
Yeah. Oh, forget all that. Stacey, how come? Why do you want to be Miss Double D?
Well, let's see. I actually did something similar for a radio station in San Diego when mm-hmm. I won. And it was a lot of fun. I got to work with the radio station for a year and do all their different events and stuff. And it was a lot of fun. And my friend James bugged me and bugged me and bugged me until I entered this one. And then I said, fine, I'll do it. And then I'm like, well, there's no way I'm making it into the top 10 because there's tons of beautiful girls in Southern California. And then I get the call and I'm like, oh, man, what did I do?
Now, your friend James is just trying
just
to...
just trying to
get tickets to shows. What's his story? What's
that's
his
that wouldn't
guess.
Work out very
reasoning.
Well, because he has a wife, so that's probably not going to work. But you know,
so you're a home wrecker, basically, is what
basically.
You're telling us. Hey, what was your wacky title with the San Diego radio station? What were you known as? Miss something?
KGB's hottest new employee.
Hottest new employee.
That's way better than ours.
It's not quite as embarrassing to tell people. It's Miss Double D, and they're like, "Are those things?"
Yeah.
Tell us the beautiful storied history of your Double D's.
Let's see, 10 days before my 21st birthday,
oh,
I decided I wanted to turn 21 and look a little bit like I was 21. Mm-hmm. So
fantastic.
That does
fantastic.
Seem to be the magic age, doesn't it? 21? Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't want to get carded all the time, so I figured I'd be like...
Sure.
Is that as old as you... I mean, you can get them at 18, but the ladies seem to wait till they're 21, which I guess is smart because you don't know if you're still going to continue to grow a little bit up until about that age,
well,
right?
Well, and I'm not sure most parents are up for paying for them, so you probably can't really
true.
Do that until you're around 21, 22.
That's
probably
true.
Yeah.
All right, your picture is up. If you want to play the Kevin and Bean home game and go to the Miss Double D section of KROQ.com, we have a little questionnaire on there. Let's run through that real quick, some of the questions we asked you when you signed up. The celebrity you would most like to be stranded on a desert island with was who?
Curtis Stone, the take-home chef. Not because I want him to cook. He's just really hot.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything about that guy. He has a cooking show on the Cooking Network?
Yeah, he's like some Australian dude. He's like really tall, blonde hair. Uh-huh. I don't know. He's just smoking.
I'm going to have to check him out.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That sounds good. And I don't even watch the show. He's hot.
You just know that he's hot. Okay.
Plus, on a desert island, if he could whip something up with vines and coconuts, why not, right?
Why not? Might as well be able to eat too, right?
Sure.
Let's see. Your superpower you would like to have would be X-ray vision. How come?
Well, I just never want to be disappointed again.
Okay, now... When you say disappointed again.
I love
yes,
that.
That's what she means, Kevin.
That's brilliant.
He didn't have much down there? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if it was just one he. It was probably multiple he's.
Oh, I see.
But,
So you're going to check for unit size with your X-ray vision.
Well, why not?
Okay.
I mean, you guys
have an unfair advantage. We're all
out there, so.
And that's the way it should be. You don't want us out there, do you? Because
no,
we'll
don't.
Do that in a
no,
second.
All right. Not, don't.
All right, just saying.
All you had to do was ask. And this is fascinating because Lightning is here, former producer of the Kevin and Bean Show, now does great video work at KROQ.com. He is here videotaping the talents of all the Miss Double D contestants.
Tighter shot,
all be up on the website.
insider shot. Yeah. That's too much.
Absolutely. There you go. Thank you.
And we've had, you know, some interesting talents. We see some singing. We see some dancing. We see some magic. But yours is the first one that I've ever heard that is just so. Tell people what you're going to be doing for us here today.
Can I tell the backstory on this first?
Sure.
Well, I think, I don't know, I'm under the impression that anybody with fake ones can do it, and guys can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't met any girl with real ones that can do it. But my friend Haley, this is her favorite trick that I can do. And so everywhere we go, she tries to get me to show it to people. And I never tell people I can do it. I never do it.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm trying to come up with this talent thing, I'm like, I can't do a whole lot. So I'm like, well, I guess I'm just going to have to put this out there.
Okay, what is it? What does Haley love that you do?
Well, I can make my boobs bounce. Either one at a time or both together.
One at a time? How do you isolate one?
I don't know. It's a mind thing.
Well, I guess we're going to have to see this, and then you'll be able to see it at the video. When, Lightning, when are you going to edit this?
This afternoon.
That's a good answer.
When, Lightning,
now.
When?
Edit it now.
All right, am I showing this?
Yes,
what?
Please.
All right, I have to stand up, I think.
All right, okay. This is Stacy, Huntington Beach.
This talent, by the way, she'll also be doing on stage Friday. We'll have information tomorrow morning on where the live show is going to be if you want to see it in person. She is one of our top 10 finalists, Stacy and her boobs.
Okay, go.
Wait. Oh, I see. Look at that talent. It's not, she's not physically jumping up and down. She's flexing her pec muscles, and it makes them move.
Yes,
it does.
It does.
Oh,
nicely done. Nice.
Now, have we seen one at a time and together? Have we seen both?
I don't know if I've seen one at a time. Maybe we should see one at a time.
Yep, that's one at a
wow.
time.
Wow! That's a natural.
Did you see the thinking that was going
yes.
on there?
No. Didn't. I wasn't looking
oh,
at your head.
Oh, you weren't looking at that.
Nope,
okay.
Sorry. All right, well, that's a good talent.
Sure.
I think that'll translate.
The crowd will enjoy.
That'll translate to radio well.
Sure, exactly. All right, Stacy, we're going to send people to KROQ.com, Kevin and Bean section, Miss Double December. Tell people why they ought to vote for you to be Miss Double December 2009.
Well, because I'm awesome. And I have huge hoots, so that's a good reason.
Right. That's the 1-2 punch that we look for in our ladies punch. Right there. Look, I love hot Cheetos maybe more than anything in the whole world. You know that, Kevin. You're right there with me. Yeah. We love the hot Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
But I now have a craving for cheese grits after watching Britney Spears' father, Jamie, in the special last night. MTV had a 90-minute documentary, and there's a scene where he's making his little girl breakfast.
Oh, yeah, I got my hair cut. I'm ready to go. I'm making my baby some cheese grits.
Wow.
It makes him sound so good, doesn't
that
it?
That sounds like an actor who would be doing a parody of somebody that's backwoods
yeah,
Louisiana.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's a good old boy right there is what that is. But we do have Britney's ex-husband on the phone to talk about some of the other revelations in the MTV special last night. Our old friend Kevin Federline back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Yeah. Word.
What is that? What are you?
Beatbox
what are you,
your face off. What do you mean, what is that?
You
what
can't
is,
beatbox
what
someone.
What you doing?
You can't beatbox someone's face off.
Are you sure?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right.
You like, be careful. I just might beatbox your face off next.
Now, Mr. Federlese, did you see the Britney special last night on MTV?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
what'd you
I
think?
Couldn't sit through the whole thing, but I watched like a couple minutes.
Why couldn't you sit through the whole thing? This is your baby mama.
That, I know. It's discouraging. It hurt my feelings to remind me that white devil, that honky redneck, has DNA inside my children. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have her.
Yeah. But
good
they have you, too.
Good thing I'm making sure that I influence them the right way to become strong black men when they grow up.
Why would they become black men? You're white.
The color of my soul is all that matters, dog.
Oh,
we all know the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
That's what I heard.
I'm rocking game from the back of the caboose.
All right. Let's move on from that. We got a couple of clips from the Britney For the Record on MTV special last night where she addresses specifically what went wrong with your short-lived marriage. Listen up, Kevin.
I think I'm married for the wrong reasons. Instead of following my heart and, like, doing something that made me really happy, I just did it because for the sake of the idea of everything. And, it just led me on a weird path.
So she got married for the wrong reasons, Kevin. What do you think she's talking about there?
No one knows what she's talking about because that bitch makes no goddamn sense. Okay?
It sounds like maybe she was, like a lot of young women are, they have this dream of growing up and getting married and having kids, and they kind of feel like they need to be on that path to have a happy life, and maybe they don't meet the right person, they're not ready for it, but they still feel like they should do it anyway.
whatever.
How do you make that decision with K-Fed, though?
Honestly. What do you mean?
I'm saying.
She got a couple shots of my pork hose, and she realized she probably couldn't live without it.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, look.
You know what my hips be doing? My pelvis be like, kabucka, 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 bang.
Unfortunately, yes. All right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, we hear what you're saying, Kevin. We get it, right? Here she is, and this is the first time I've ever really heard her address this from the special last night. She talks about specifically what it was, where things went wrong with the marriage between you and Brit.
He started doing an album for himself, and he started wanting to do things for himself, and I just never saw him anymore. And
that's what happens when you start doing things for yourself. And you got a lady like Brittany. You can't do that, K-Fed.
Listen to me.
But at least it was worth it because your rap career has just taken off.
Why are you hating, dog?
You know?
It's not fault that my music is a little bit too artistic for you. A little too highbrow.
Too highbrow.
That's right, dog.
But was it worth kissing that gold mine goodbye to put out a crappy rap album?
You guys are just all, you know what I'm saying? Like, I come on your show,
mm-hmm.
I do you a favor, I give you my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This is a highly, highly coveted, this is an in-demand interview. You know what I'm saying? I do this special for your show.
Right.
You're just going to hate on me like that?
Well,
I said, we've already discussed that my album might have been just too advanced. Maybe in like 50, 60 years, they're going to go back. They're going to be like, damn, Playing With Fire, Kevin Federline's first album. That was pretty dope, man.
I'm
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Bach. Or John Lennon.
Did you say it's like Bach?
Yeah, it's very similar, except I got a much bigger black
Okay,
oh,
listen.
Oh, wow, wow, Nathan. Wow.
It's
you
not,
can't
first
talk
of all, it's
like
not,
that.
And it's not black.
You want to see it?
Nope. No.
I'll
we don't.
It.
Nope.
Tomorrow is Brittany's birthday. She's going to be 28. Are you going to be calling her or sending a gift or any kind of notice at all from you, Kevin?
Look.
Yeah, what?
She's the mother of my children. You know what I'm saying? We may not get along. We may not see eye to eye all the time. But she's still the mother of my children.
And when you raise
the kids.
A couple
of my children.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but a select few.
Right.
Some of them, right.
So I will make the phone call.
Okay.
And I will say, look, good job in 2008. Things seemed to go really well for you.
And she's going to say same back to you.
Yep. Uh-huh. And I'm going to say, look, keep your head up, dog. 2009's are coming.
Are you... Ruff. Are you gonna bring up the fact that she says her kids are now using the word stupid and the F word?
And don't even get me started with that.
And that she didn't teach that to them.
Don't get me started with that.
So you must have. She says you taught them the F word.
Listen, that's not all I teach my kids. You know what I'm saying? The world is a war.
Wait,
okay?
So you know what I'm saying? Especially
against the Nubian brother. It's always the oppressive white government and the Illuminati all coming down on us.
What?
Trying to suppress us for our ways. And these kids need to be trained like soldiers. You know what I'm saying?
So you did teach them.
Click, clack goes the gun. You don't mess around with the K-Fed boys. I've been teaching them a lot of things. Trying to make them razor sharp.
So
you know what I'm saying?
They're
going to be pit bulls. They're going to be warriors, not little bitches.
Okay, so you did teach him the F word.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look, dog, so I'm teaching him a couple coarse words. So I'm teaching him how to play basketball. So I'm teaching him how to load a 9mm. So I'm teaching him how to make crack. Big deal, okay?
What?
You know what I'm saying? Did you hear some of the redneck backwards ass BS that her daddy be talking about? Cheese grits and this and that?
Yeah.
What do you think those kids learned when they were Britney, okay?
I don't know, but I just
think... They learn honky bullshit.
Okay, again with the language, Kevin. But I just think cheese grits may be a little safer for kids than loading a Glock and buying crack.
Cheese grits is not going to help them be hustlers out on the street
but
like a crack rock.
But aren't your kids like 3 and 1?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Why start them late?
I didn't have
a father figure around, dog. Don't make me cry right now, dog. I got tearing up. I didn't have a father figure. I was born into the streets. You know what I'm saying?
I was
introduced to the gangster lifestyle way too late. I didn't have someone there to show me, to mold me. So I'm not going to make that mistake with my young children. I'm going to make sure from day one, dog, from day one, they're going to be soldiers. They're going to be dogs. Straight G's out on the street. Rough.
I know that, K-Fed, you always like to express your opinion through your art, and that's what this song is that you sent the MP3. This is you and your kids in the studio. Is that right?
Right. Black the Ripper, my producer. You know what I'm saying? My manager, Dark Gable. We took my children into the studio, and we got them started banging on wax like a real G right from the start. You know what I'm saying?
So they're rapping with you?
That's right, dog.
All right. What's the name of this?
The working title is... Me and my children is ready for the hustling because Brittany doesn't prepare their children properly, so I got to take all the responsibility and do it as a father in the black man's world. Thank you.
That's a long title, but all right, here you go.
Yeah, this is K-Feezy.
And look, I had to learn how to be a thug from the streets. I didn't have no father figure in my life teaching me the ways of the thug. I ain't gonna allow that to happen to my kids. Since day one, I've been putting it down. Let them know how to be a thug.
That's right, Dad.
Jaden, Sean, tell them about how Daddy teaches you.
Daddy taught us that bitches ain't sh-. The only thing a bitch is good for is sh-. This smoke weed all day.
Smoke weed all night.
Make it rain on the bitches when the clock strikes midnight.
Taught them how to make crack, ain't no joke.
One part baking soda, two parts coke.
I give them cognac every single morning with breakfast.
The only thing we give a bitch is a pearl necklace.
Thug life, it's a fair line way. You're only little toddlers is what they say.
You too. Someone check my diaper. I think I made poo-poo.
Alimony.
Child support.
If that bitch wants money,
she can take our ass to court.
Cause condoms ain't in our vocabulary. Making lots of babies comes hereditary.
Friends, no.
All the way to Malibu.
Screaming, everybody and you too.
Wow.
That's,
yeah.
So you're not even teaching them about, you're saying no condoms.
What? Condom? Yeah. That's disgusting. That's what the Christian white government does. They go over to Africa trying to teach us their ways, indoctrinate us with their silly,
what are you talking about,
Africa? Latex mechanisms.
What is wrong with
dog?
You?
God didn't make me. God didn't make me with no condom on, dog. Straight natural, raw, dog. That's how I work it. Listen to this, Lisa May. Listen.
What? What is that?
That's my hitting the phone.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, Cinco de la Tarde.
I'm on the website, by the way. I still haven't posted the video of Stacey moving her boobs up and down. But we got to get that up there. We got to get there now.
Dude, we will.
That was quite a talent, though, is
what
I'm saying.
It happened 20 minutes ago, dude.
I'm just saying.
Take it easy.
All right. Monday afternoon, Ralph is here after the long holiday weekend to recap the showbiz news for us. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, as we do every Monday, let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office, shall we? As you can imagine, people are in the mood for a holiday film this weekend. And so, Four Christmases did very well for itself.
That's
number
funny.
One at the box office.
That was a good movie. That was funny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn is almost always better than the movies he's in, and that's the case in this one, too.
Yeah.
I would tell you how much money it made if I could find that list.
He is just frantically
searching
through all these pages.
$31.7 million yeah. made. Four Christmases, number one. Bolt came in at number two. $26.6 million made at number two. Then Twilight, Quantum of Solace. Australia, in its debut, had a disappointing $15 million.
I was looking forward to that movie.
Yes.
I always enjoyed Baz Luhrmann.
I do want to go see it. I just haven't gotten around to it
yet.
Oh,
what a surprise.
Madagascar 2, Transporter 3, Role Models, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, and Milk, rounding out your top 10 at the box office.
I have two quick questions for Kevin about the movies this weekend. A, you love Jason Statham and his movies
yes.
more than anything.
Yeah,
how did right. you go to four movies this weekend and not see that one?
Yeah, Kevin, I was one of that myself, Jen. Mm-hmm.
I usually pick that. Bad movies, and my wife had a couple of picks this time. So I went to see Milk, which is not about milk at all,
mm-hmm.
by the way.
Well,
dudes make it out.
Man milk.
And there was another one that Slum Boy Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire, Slum yeah, Boy. Which is a great movie.
Slumboy Millionaire is a DJ who works one of the clubs down in West Hollywood.
I got that wrong. So anyway, she picked as the answer. I didn't get to pick all the movies.
Okay.
I see. Okay, that makes sense.
I'll go.
What did you pick?
I picked Role Models because I hadn't seen it yet, which is one of my top three movies of the year.
Yeah.
By far.
I agree.
Can
awesome.
It be number top three and by far?
By far.
Okay. And some other one. I don't remember.
The Christmas one.
Four Christmases?
Four Christmases.
Is that your choice?
No, that was hers too, oddly enough.
She got three out of four movies you went to? She gets to pick?
Wow. I've made her go to see crappy movies for like a year.
Yes, you need a better agent. That's a bad deal.
I pick movies bad all the time.
3-1, though.
Yeah.
But
they were good.
You saw good movies.
Yeah, they were really good. They were movies that I wouldn't have seen, and they were really good. Yeah.
Well, I know one thing about Kevin.
Yes.
I know that he wants a good
movie.
I hear that's true.
Yeah, yes. Speaking of movies, Robert Downey Jr. had a little mishap on the set of Sherlock Holmes yesterday. Apparently, he was knocked unconscious when a 350-pound stuntman punched him in the face.
Oh, my
Dude.
God.
They were shooting a fight scene, and one guy miscalculated the distance between his ham hock fist and Downey's apparently glass chin.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Knocked him unconscious. He was out cold, and when he came to, he was drooling blood, say witnesses.
Oh. Good times.
Robert didn't want to go to the hospital, kept trying to get up. He's a trooper, said someone from the set, but he did have to go to to the hospital and get looked at.
That's funny.
I don't want to piss off Iron Man. Hello? Is this thing on?
I wish it wasn't. Sure wish it wasn't.
Doesn't have an iron jaw, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not everyone is happy about this Dr. Pepper Chinese democracy giveaway that they've been doing.
Yeah.
You're familiar with this? Dr. Pepper put an ad out some time ago saying that if Axl Rose ever released the album, that everyone would get a free Dr. Pepper on them.
Because they thought it would never come out?
Right. Right. Well, it did come out, as you know, on November the 23rd. And Dr. Pepper attempted to make good on their promise of giving away free Dr. Pepper.
Well, now's a good time in the economy for it, I'll tell you that, for giving away free product.
Actually, it was a good time for the consumers because the DrPepper.com website got so loaded that it crashed. They had to open up phone lines to process the requests for the coupons to get your free Dr. Pepper. I think it was just a massive, massive undertaking that they did not anticipate.
I'm sure they never thought it would come out.
The number of people who were trying to get the free coupons. Anyway, it was an unmitigated disaster in the words of some people. One of those people being Axl Rose, who has sued Dr. Pepper.
Oh, you're kidding me.
For the flubbed giveaway.
For the free promotion?
Called it an unmitigated disaster and said he needs to look out for the rights of the American consumers.
What?
So they are suing Dr. Pepper for screwing up the promotion, as well as seeking compensation for the use of their reputation in connection with the promotion.
Whose reputation?
Axl's. He's saying his reputation is being sullied by the fact that they screwed up the giveaway.
What?
So they are suing Dr. Pepper.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Rather than asking for just money, Axl is asking for full-page apologies in four major American newspapers and to lengthen the redemption period for the free drink coupons.
So, I wish you hadn't done the promotion. I'm suing you for sullying my good name. Now, please extend it.
Now, do it longer.
Do it longer so people can cash in and also apologize to everyone in four major newspapers.
Well, he's still got that sense of humor that made him famous.
He does. He sure gets
it. He's a funny guy, that guy.
And lastly, you know, this is a subject near and dear to my heart. AskMen.com has released their online poll of the top 10 hottest cartoon characters you'd like to bang.
Uh-oh, here we go.
You know me. I love hot cartoon girls.
Yeah. There aren't that many.
I wish I had a cartoon penis.
So you could have cartoon sex with the cartoon characters?
Then we could be joined as one. Yeah. Here's the...
You have a joke penis. That's close.
Yes, he did.
Here's the top 10 hottest cartoon characters according to AskMen.com. Number 10, Ariel, the Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She's attractive.
Yeah, but hard to bang when she's half fish. Below the waist.
I don't know how that works, but
when she goes on land.
Somebody said about Lisa Mann.
Oh, how dare you.
Daphne from Scooby-Doo is number 9.
Yeah.
She-Ra, Princess of Power, number 8.
Yes. I don't know her.
Mike would like her because she could dominate him. That's why he likes her.
Yeah.
Betty Rubble from the Flintstones, number 7. Okay. Sleeping Beauty from the old Disney hit Sleeping Beauty, Princess Aurora, number 5.
Depending on how asleep she is, I'm with that, too.
Well, one of the reasons they gave is that, look, she spends most of her time in bed. That's got to be sexy, right? Number 5, Luann from King of the Hill.
No!
She's got a banging little Luann, body, but
little niece.
Pretty annoying, though.
Yeah. Isn't she, like, eternally 17, though?
Did Bean just say banging little body?
Yeah, she does.
She's a banging little body, yeah.
She's not 17. She's like 20 or something.
Yeah, right. She's grown up, Mike.
Sorry.
Mike has a problem with underage
cartoons.
I don't know how Daphne from Scooby-Doo is. She might be underage, too. Who knows?
Good call,
sir. Wonder Woman, number 4. Mm-hmm. Number 3, Betty Boop.
Come on. Are we
Betty Boop
scraping the bottom of the barrel now?
You know, she's sort of a legendary cartoon character.
Okay, but can't you
been around
come
for
within,
like 78 years.
Yeah, can't you come in the last century?
But her head is giant and a tiny little body.
Yeah, she looks like she weighs 60 pounds.
She'd be good for one sex act, but not for another, I don't think. I'll let you figure it out at home.
Sure.
Stripperella, the cartoon made of Pamela Anderson, is number 2 on the list. And number 1, of course, as always.
Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
I'm going to bang him right in his cartoon. I'm right in the cartoon ass.
Oh,
you
wow.
Can't say
almost
that.
Almost made it through a whole report without any language.
Who was it?
Jessica Rabbit, of course.
Jessica Rabbit.
Yay!
Eternally the sexiest cartoon character ever. Today's celebrity birthdays. Woody Allen, 73 years old. John Densmore of The Doors turns 64. Sarah Silverman, our pal, is 38. Brad Delson of Linkin Park turns 31. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph, and thanks again to Miss Double D contestant Stacy for stopping by this afternoon. You can see her picture up at krock.com and vote for your favorite. This Friday morning, we are going to be broadcasting live with the Miss Double December 2009 pageant. We should have details on that location on the website tomorrow morning, and we'll be announcing it on the morning edition of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Plus, more Miss Double December contestants will be coming in, and we're going to talk to the creator of Lock Up. Have you guys watched this? About being in prison?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I have seen that show.
Man, is it rough.
It's depressing.
They throw a lot of feces. I'll tell you that about Jay.
Do they really?
Yes, they do.
Look, it's like being in the wild. You have to use the tools that are available to you. You know what I'm saying?
And more tickets for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008.
Don't go anywhere. Nicole Alvarez is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including The Soundgarden, also MGMT, Bad Religion, Serge Tankian,
Wendell,
Sublime Offspring, and more straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.